There it is. That was a terrible intro. But there it is, still the theme song. That was Daffington. That's what you're listening to.
That is.
Yes, Daffington. The show that is better than being the turkey that almost got pardoned by the president.
It's like, no, I'm next.
Pick me.
It's like
being the fat kid in gym class. So the turkey's like, hey, you know. But if you're, again, it's better to be thin. If you're the thin turkey.
I can't field, but I can hit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, you don't want to be the turkey next to Tom the turkey that gets to live on a farm and eat whatever turkeys eat for like the rest of his life. And go, you know what? You're going
to
die.
I know. It's like that. The cutoff.
It's like being the Jew with the most gold fillings in 1940 Poland. Don't want to be that Jew.
It's like all of a sudden you see somebody rubbing their hands together when they see you. That can't be good.
No. You want to be the type of Jew that can sneak away. It's much like the turkey. You need to go away.
A stealthy Jew.
So we're better. Yes, we are better than a non-stealthy Jew.
Yes.
Or a turkey that did not get pardoned by El Presidente. That's what we are better than.
The slow, dumb ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. That's all of them.
No, I don't know.
Tire biters.
I don't know anything about that.
Turkeys are stupid.
That's Pip Helix, speaking of stupid. What do you mean, turkeys?
Now.
What do you mean turkeys are stupid?
Turkeys, if they turn their heads up and they look at the rain, could drown.
What?
Yes.
How do you know?
Something about Ben Franklin.
Really?
Ben Franklin.
What, did he fly one of them too in an electric storm?
Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be our national symbol.
Okay.
Our national bird.
Well, because it's delicious.
I know.
Nobody wants to attack a country that's delicious.
Anyway, see the size of Ben?
And after you attack us, you need a nap. So it makes perfect sense.
It's like we would be slow but sated.
Yes.
The slow.
Well, our enemies would be.
Well, no. I mean, we would be napping.
Well, I mean, but once they invaded us.
Oh, yes. They would be.
Yeah, you know, wow, we invaded that America. And I'll tell you what. I need a nap.
It was delicious.
And that's where we rise up and kill them.
That's right.
Whole strategy. Ben's not a stupid man.
Yeah. It's
sort of... So Ben Franklin said, if a turkey looks up at the sky.
No, he didn't say that. I think that people said in response to him wanting, instead of the
eagle, same people that burn witches at the stake.
No. No, but the founding fathers, they were bandying it around, you know, what should be our national symbol. The wit bird.
How does one bandy? I've always wanted to bandy.
I think we're bandying right now.
If you want to join this bandying conversation, go to the Davin Comedy webpage, davincomedy.com webpage, and go to the Davins Den chat, and you can join in this riveting turkey of a conversation.
Bandy it about. I got a free turkey last night.
No, hold on. Don't change the subject. I still want to know.
Okay. I don't know exactly who it was.
And we're going to get into Thanksgiving in just a second.
All right. I'm going to have to look it up and see who it was that said that.
Okay.
But he wanted, they were saying, let's pick something, you know, strong, a good symbol, the bald eagle. And he's like, no, we should pick the turkey. And they're like, are you out of your mind?
No, that could have been the syphilis.
He could have been out of his mind.
The syphilis. Come on now, Ben.
Yeah. But, you know, besides coming up with all those great terms for drunks, Ben had...
That's true.
Ben had the...
I have to find this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
All of a sudden, I saw the lights go on. Uh-oh.
Guess I know what I'll be doing during that break or whenever Kong shows up and I feign interest in whatever you two are yammering on about.
I know.
Kong is on the way. He'll be here soon.
Yes, he will be.
We thought Kong was going to be on time, but no Kong.
Yeah. Those electronic signs that tell you all the gloom and doom on the roads were telling me that the exit that we take to get up here was in misery. So.
Oh, really?
Yep. So I said, that's going to be lovely later when Joe's trying to get in.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was too.
So Joe will be here soon. That's Pip Helix. A little bit of show news. We have our page on cyanetradio.com. That is up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Christo's been working on that.
Christo. Nice.
Last name Topher.
Okay.
That's what he calls himself. I'm not going to argue.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going by Pip Helix. So what am I going to point fingers?
Exactly. So besides them carrying us live, they are also going to have the shows available for download. So another site where you can get our shows. Our shows are everywhere. Our shows spread like herpes.
So when you listen to us and you thought, wow, what a great show, you can go back and listen again.
Or if you don't know what we are, you could just click on it and be amazed.
And say, what the hell is
these guys
going
are like the
on
turkeys of radio shows.
Well, yeah. That sounds like our t-shirt.
Okay.
The turkeys of radio.
You designed that for us.
Yeah, no.
That'd be
The turkeys of radio, not good.
I think we will also be adding some new affiliates soon.
I hear that rumblings of such.
So that's a good thing. Also, our show, along with all the other shows on Levy Land, they are working on building a server where all the shows will be on rotation for the week. So, you know,
that'd be fantastic.
And Levy Land, of course, provides with the camera.
Yes.
So that's why we're doing the video thing. And we're working on having more of a compound-esque type of feel with the old green screen and some upgraded camcordery. Not camcordery. Computer camera. What are they?
Webcam?
Webcamery.
Yeah. Webcamery.
Webcamery. So, yes. So we won't look as broken up and it won't just be me. So we're working on some things for ye.
God help us all. Yeah, because you've all been clamoring to see me and Joe.
Actually, people have asked to see you.
Yeah, I know.
They do ask to see you. Nobody ever asked to see Kong.
They're going
to
be so disappointed. I'm so sorry.
Well, they get disappointed in me every week. Why not you? So, let's see. Here's what I found out about stand-up comedy.
Wait a minute. You're still finding new things about stand-up after all these years?
Well, first of all, I found out I still have a comedy soul.
Okay, explain.
Well, a couple of months ago, I'm sure you saw it on my Facebook page. I had put up there that I didn't care anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, I do remember.
I'm walking away. And did you see like the whole stream of like
everybody's like, "No, don't go, Jevin, don't go."
Yeah, yet they don't come to a friggin' show. But whatever.
Yeah, but it was nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Relax, everybody. I still need to make money. I'm still accepting dates. I'm not walking away." I just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with comedy, you live and die with it. And comedy cannot be the most important thing in your life.
But no.
I mean, it was for me for a long time. It's up. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let it ruin my day anymore. And I still like the shows for the most part. I don't really get off on the shows like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I still enjoy them.
Which is good because the cleanup afterwards was awful.
I'm kind of like Gallagher, but with less of a following. I advise people to wear a tarp when they're sitting on the floor. Only for the good shows.
And if you do get a tarp, get a green one because we can reuse that.
I mean, the problem with the finish is because, you know, as a comic, you're only given a certain amount of time. You really never know. You don't want to run over.
No.
But once you start that finish, you have to finish that finish.
We're just talking about the same thing.
Yeah, we certainly are.
Okay.
It's my closing piece, if you will.
I think that's everybody's closing piece.
Well, you know, but the thing is you don't want to finish too soon because then what do you do after that for a couple minutes?
What, are you supposed to talk?
I mean, the good thing is I can show another use for my t-shirts, which I sell after the show. So there is that.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
You're not cuddling with those audiences. No, no.
There's no need. They've seen it all.
Get down there and spoon with the front row.
I find it does get me more female fans.
Yeah, well, sure.
And the male fans feel better about themselves too. So really, it's really a great bit, and nobody else is doing it.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't work in every venue. Sometimes they frown on it. You know what? It does invite people to sit not in the front, which is where a comic you want to
say splash zone.
Yeah, like I'm fucking Shamu. Yes, it has like a seawater mist and smell to it.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I thought that there was the...
Well, salty.
You know, well, that's true.
Oh, you're thinking chlorine-y.
Yeah, no, actually.
Oh, it totally smells like chlorine.
No, I know, but I was thinking fish.
I know.
Not yours. I haven't been one of your shows in a while.
You really should come out. I do.
I can't remember.
What a horrible start to a show.
I know. This is really terrible. Oh, thank God. Here comes Joe.
There's Kong. Kong's rumbling down the stairs.
Joe, you're saving us from a terrible conversation.
I think it's a lovely conversation.
No,
Joe's off my. Well, we'll tell you. We're talking about my new closing piece that Pip says you need a splash zone for. But no, I was just talking about how I realized my comedy soul was not dead, and then we went off on this horrible tangent.
Yes, it really was quite terrible.
No, I mean, like I really most of my creative energy at this point. And I still have creative energy, despite what many people think, goes towards...
Right, Joe.
He has to. He's not on mic yet.
I know.
Goes towards presenting whatever this is.
Okay.
I mean, that's where a lot of my creative energy goes. And as far as stand-up comedy, a lot of my creativity comes in the moment. I'm not writing new material like I used to, but, you know, I still create in the moment.
Right.
So I have this newer piece that I just... It's fairly new within the past month or two, and then I've slowly been adding to it. But it wasn't going the way I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. It
yeah.
was fine. It was good.
Right.
But it wasn't what I needed.
You
what
weren't
I...
getting the reactions that you thought?
I enjoyed it more than the audience did.
Yeah, that's not always
which,
a good thing.
Which can be said for a lot of my act. But no, I mean, they were still...
Team effort.
Well, it's, what a shame. And nobody heard that joke.
It's also not good on a date. I enjoyed it more than the...
I don't know about that. Only if you want a second date.
But there you go.
But I added a tag this week that I thought of on the spot. And it a tag to the new bit.
Right.
And it went very well. I mean, it was a great set. Unbeknownst to me, I was getting paid, but I was auditioning for a new booker.
Oh.
A booker who has a lot of stuff, who was very happy.
Nice.
And the gig was only 35 minutes from my house, so I was very happy.
That's a bonus.
Exactly. And I picked it up last moment. Mm-hmm. But I did this new tag, and I realized, you know what? That really made my night. I mean, it's nice when people come up to you
sure.
and everything and say how much they enjoyed the show. I mean, that's cool, and I still appreciate it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was just really excited that I could still create something
mm-hmm.
in stand-up comedy. And that not that I could still create, but that I actually cared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, I don't have completely a black heart yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did it. Are
you plugged in?
Yeah, I should be. You should be hearing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hi. I did a no. I've been writing. I had about 5 new minutes on the storm, which has been going.
I saw. Did you put that Hess joke thing in there?
Oh, I'm gonna.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, did you see the Hess
blog? Yeah.
No, not the blog.
Not the blog. Oh,
I said
no.
I said Hess is coming out with a brand new toy truck, and I go, it's going to come with the truck and 40 cars waiting for it to show up.
That was great.
That's great.
I told Joe, I said that it's regional and the lifespan is limited, but for the time being, that's damn good.
Milk.
Yes, absolutely.
That was funny. So
I like that.
So I was very happy that I still had a soul. Because Joe still gets off on the creativity of comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, it's different because this is my...
You were feeling like the Grinch.
No, this is just my career. I mean, it's still very much, I don't want to say a hobby because that diminishes what Joe does, but Joe has another, but Joe has another source of income.
Yeah.
Where
this
he's not,
your soul.
Where he's not living and dying with every asshole or every gig that gets canceled last minute.
Yes, he does. It's just called a day job.
No, he doesn't. No, he does. But not in the comedy thing. So
right,
for comedy,
right.
It's gravy. The money he gets is gravy, and you know, he can appreciate it more, where I'm unfortunately immersed more in the nonsense of the businesses, which is what I was raging about a few months ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But everybody goes through those pitfalls and gets fed up with the business end of it, because when I met Mr. Helix, he had been drumming for years, and at that point he was saying, I quit the music business, I am done, because he was just fed up.
Right.
You know, he's dealing with the bookers and having to go beg for your money. It's a lot.
Did he work for McClinton? Because if you do that, they'll tell you when you're done.
Right. Well, no, they won't.
Oh, you're back.
No, I'm not, but it's the, you know, I don't know if I am or not.
Oh, yeah, boy.
It looks like I am, but who knows?
That's
who
another
knows?
I don't want to get into all that today.
But anyway, no, and you gave a good point. I was working at the Governor's this weekend. Saturday, there's a guy that comes to a lot of the shows, a big fan of comedy, really sweet guy. And I was talking to him about the business end of comedy, and he's like, wow, holy smile. I go there's a lot. I go, you know, we had great crowds that week. It was sold out, you know, all shows sold out. It was a really great night. I go, but for all that fun, it is like 70% nonsense that you go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's, you have to love comedy. You really have to love it, because there's so much.
Or
bullshit.
Not have a sufficient plan B. which is where I'm with this is plan B. The book is plan C, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got that. I got the play is plan C. Yeah. Well, I got, you know, the band is plan F, you know, sort of. Yeah.
and you're in both worlds, because you do comedy and music. So you understand where he's coming from, because I mean, when, you know, he had a band, before I met him, and they started out doing a lot of covers, but then they started writing their own material.
Yeah.
And it was before everybody was self-publishing, so they didn't really record a lot of the music. But they were out there, and they were the weekend warriors. They were out mm-hmm. playing, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he and his wife at the time were the ones that, like, ran the band.
Right.
They got the gigs. They did all the PR. They got the auditions together. They hired and fired. They, you know, ran the rehearsals and said, you know, no, yes, no,
yeah.
you know, to make sure they were really tight. And
they were
after,
the me.
And yeah, and ran after the people for the money and everything. And it's just exhausting.
It certainly is.
It is. And another thing about being in a band, too, the difference between a band and comedy. Let's say that I go and do a gig. I'm working at this one place. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you want to come down? And I do a spot. And the guy goes, you want to come back? I'll give you like an extra 10 minutes and do that. Great, man. When is, you know, oh, it's two Saturdays. I'll definitely be there. Thank you so much. Now, you do that with the band. And it's happened where, you know, you play the band. Hey, I want you guys back. You know, can you come back on the 23rd? Yeah, man, we'll be back. Mm-hmm. You get in the car. There's five other guys. I don't know why you told this fucking guy we're coming back. You know, this guy saw the crowd. You know, so you're it was weird because I hadn't played in bands. I played in bands for 20 years. Then I started doing comedy for years. And when I got back into a band situation, it was very nerve wracking because I wasn't making my own decisions.
You have four wives you have to confer with.
You have four other people bitching and moaning.
Yeah, wives.
You know, you have to keep the other guy happy. Right. You have to keep this guy happy.
Because I call him Joe and Pip.
What's this guy? Yeah. What's this guy thinking? You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you go, you go to a rehearsal and, oh, you know, this, that, blah, blah, you know, it just, where, when you're, it's just you.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to listen to, you know.
But you got nobody to commiserate with either.
Well, that's true, and nobody
feel very lonely. Well,
yeah.
No, there are other comics you can bitch at, but I mean, when a comic hears bad news from another comic, he's like giving you a shoulder to cry on. On the other hand, he's thinking, "Fuck yeah, I can get that gig now."
No, it is a little bit more vicious.
Well, here's another instance where me not giving a shit, may have actually paid off. I used to work for this one agency a lot. They would give me 7 to 10 weeks a year. And I got into that agency by sending pizzas to them. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Serious?
Right. Yeah. Well, because I was accepted, but I could never get them on the phone for dates anything. So finally, I sent them some pizzas and some soda. All of a sudden, I got them on the phone that day. I got 5 weeks that day.
And that was brilliant because I've been trying to get in with these guys for like years. You can't get them on the phone. It's next to impossible.
You don't know where any pizza places near them?
I might have to send them.
So I got in with them.
Muffin baskets are nice in the morning.
Yeah, right.
We were very happy with the pizza. It wasn't even good pizza. It was like Domino's, but whatever.
Yeah, fuck them.
Who cares? It was food.
Yeah, exactly. So I got in with them, and I was never one of their boys because they're more of a Southern organization. Mm-hmm. But I got about 7 to 10 weeks a year.
Yeah.
And I was doing really good in their venues, but they don't have a lot of guys like me.
Right.
They have a lot of certain type of comic.
Okay.
And I'm not that type of comic. So I sent them like an hour-long DVD for me headlining a couple years ago. And it was a good DVD, like, I mean, where everything's fucking working and everything.
Right.
And the critique I got from the head booker was just such nonsense. It's like, well, you know, you ask the audience how they're doing, and there's a headline. I'm like, really?
It's called interaction, asshole.
Really? That's against the rules?
I go, you know what? If I'm doing a 7-minute spot on Letterman, you're absolutely right.
Right.
I'm talking about playing your stupid saloons. But it was the
saloons. Saloons. Stupid saloons.
Well, yes.
Do they have horses that's tied up?
Funny. And he's like, well.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, well, other comics talk about that. I go, yeah, but they don't have the same jokes. And meanwhile, a lot of his comics use some of the most stock stuff you've ever seen. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
I didn't end it in a bad way. I said, listen, last year. I go, listen, I just can't afford to work for you anymore. No hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a business decision.
Yeah.
I can't financially. So last year, I didn't work for them at all.
Okay.
And you know, you miss those weeks, but I also didn't have gigs falling out in the last fucking minute. So I was fine. I didn't have that stress.
That's almost worse.
Yeah, exactly. So then this year I picked up a couple of dates, fairly last minute stuff, again in the feature slot, which I really don't do anymore. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's just not financially worth it for me to go down there.
Yeah.
But I got a raise. And a couple of things that I took.
Okay.
I asked for more money.
Yeah.
And I got the more money.
Was it close enough to headline money?
Was it close enough to headline money? Bad headline money? Guarini-esque headline? Not per show, but per night. Pacquarini-esque headline money? I know you know what I'm... Did you ever headline for him? I don't think you might have at the end.
I think I did at the end.
All right, well, you know, you're not paying the mortgage with it, but
no.
But whatever. No. I mean, listen, there's worse money out there, but whatever. It was close enough. It worked in. So what I used to do is when I was with them all the time, I put in around this time of year, maybe a couple of weeks ago, I put in my what I wanted for the following year, and that's how I pick up my 7 to 10 dates. Now, when I was in with them, they have this gig in the Bahamas at the Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be sitting in their office. Bullshit with them, asking for that gig.
Right.
Oh, well, somebody has to die. We can't give you that gig. This is when I'm in with them.
What is it, like Giant Seasons tickets to get?
Apparently, well, listen, it's the fucking Atlantis. Everybody wants to be there. It's
sure.
In the, I guess, you know, it's in the Bahamas.
That's a good, that's a, yeah, that is a, that, you know.
But this is when I'm in with them, and I can't, this is when they like me.
However, you're in with them, but you're probably in with them, but you're down on the hierarchy where there's a, you know, the top level guys have been with them years gets those gigs.
So what the hell did those guys send them?
So I don't know, right?
Cake.
Pizza with extra toppings.
Don't be stupid.
But no, they just got their guys, whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They've put it out, and I just get the fallout. So they've put it out, and I've put it in before. I put in this time. I didn't think I was going to fucking get the gig. I'm not one of their guys. I don't ask them for shit. I'm a pain in the ass. I'm no longer handling their money. I used to handle their money. Well, I handle them where I'd be like getting three times as much as what I was getting paid and send it back to them because
right.
they didn't trust their headliners. And I put an end to that. So I'm not doing your money anymore. So like, I've made the relationship on my terms. Again, friendly.
Hold on a second. Why were you the bad guy?
I wasn't, but I wasn't the bad guy, but I was.
Bag.
Because I was somebody they could trust.
He's a Jew.
I didn't take my 10%. You're a horrible human being.
But seriously.
But because I'm trustworthy.
Okay.
Because I would send the money right away. And finally, right. But I had nothing to gain. It wasn't like I was getting better gigs or more money. And then when there was a discrepancy, then I was in between and I didn't like that at all.
No.
So I'm like, enough of these shenanigans.
No.
I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
So I put in for the islands, Atlantis, thinking, I'm not gonna fucking get it.
Right.
It's January 1st to the 14th.
Wow.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing anything those weeks. I got Sidesplitting Productions has a show, but my calendar's empty. I'm probably not. Let me just fucking put it in as a lark.
Yeah.
I get the fucking gig. So it just, when you no longer give a shit,
all of a sudden
I have 2 weeks now in the Bahamas after a week in Aruba.
No, you know what this is?
What is this, Pip?
This is so.
Joe was looking. He's like, "What the fuck?"
So let me get this straight. You go. We're discussing some things after the show, but
this is one thing to discuss.
So that you're going on vacation, but this is not vacation.
This is not vacation.
Okay, and don't take it the wrong way, because basically,
I'm working at night.
Okay.
But Aruba is a pure vacation.
Okay, I got you.
But Atlantis is working, and we have some show issues that we will discuss.
Right, but I just wanted to bring that just to touch.
Yeah,
on
no, no, point. And I already started talking with Pip a little bit, and we'll talk about what we're going to do with that.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there.
Wait, this is dating, because
you better put out, you bitch.
No, you better put out. You're
not messing around. I got a wife now. Let's make it quick and let's not say a damn word.
No,
I don't have time to romance you and take you someplace fancy like Applebee's.
Chili's?
All right, Rosa.
Wow, breaking down.
This is dating, because when you seem too desperate, when you're giving off that aura of I really like you like me, you want to go out, you want to, then people, women, are not interested. But the same thing with men. As soon as you start acting aloof, and you know what, I could take it or lose it, all of a sudden they're all over you.
You want to know something?
I
used to go out to the clubs.
Yeah, no,
when I was single, I used to go out to the clubs. I used to go to Chess King. Yes, I'm showing my age. Chess King, get all the, you know, fancy shit.
1987
call. 1987
call.
Yes!
Joe would get his best Z Cavaricis, put on some Capizios.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of weird when you see what Joe fucking looked like with the long hair and the mustache. Like he's dressing Guido, but he's looking porn star.
It's incongruent.
I should say fuck you, but you've got me. I really, everything you said was true. I can't even argue. No.
If you would have cut your hair and thinned out that mustache, you totally would have had the look. But you had a thick mustache and you had long 70s rock star hair.
Yes.
And
yes.
You and now you have none of those things.
Okay.
Nothing. But you go out to the clubs and you wanted to find chicks and stuff like that. Nothing. Then you'd be on the way home from work. It's a Wednesday night. I'm going to grab a beer. You want to hook it up.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
No, you're right. Now it's the thing. Once you don't give a shit,
yep.
And I think nobody reeks of I don't give a shit more than me, which pisses
is that
a lot.
What that smell is
the wife doesn't like it. Society doesn't like it.
It's the smell of discontent.
Some of our affiliates don't like it. But it is what it is. You're not going to fucking knock me down.
Affiliates, I care.
No, you don't.
I care.
No, you don't. No, I mean, most of our affiliates appreciate the fact our work ethic.
Right.
Huzzah, huzzah.
No, I mean.
Hello, Danny.
Most of them can see that we're trying to put together a quality show. But there are the occasional ones.
No, I don't want to get into that.
No. We're not going to get into that. But I mean, that's just like real life. There are always going to be the people that like see, oh, you're putting in an effort, like in a relationship again.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's my situation now.
Okay.
I think this is good news. I've gotten rid of the 27-inch fatback TV and that's been sitting in the front door. I tipped the garbage guys a couple extra bucks, got rid of that.
You know
so
what?
I thought I'm having a good day.
I was going to ask, what's missing there? Because I didn't go clunky-clunk-bangity-banging to that spot.
So I got rid of that. So I call the missus.
Yeah.
Because I want her to go, because we didn't really have our proper 10-year anniversary.
Right.
And we've been talking about this. She just got a promotion. She's in training.
Nice.
She's in training now for this new position. She's doing really good. She can't take off.
Plus, I'll go.
Not sharing a room with you for 2 weeks, stupid.
Yeah, you're not sharing it when it's a vacation. When we're out on the road.
Well,
yeah.
It is the road. But now here's the deal. She don't want me to go. I'm getting hit with the jealousy thing. There's going to be a snowstorm, and you're going to be on the beach. Nobody gives a shit when I'm driving back from Wisconsin through four states of a fucking blizzard. Nobody wants to be this asshole then. No. Everybody's happy they're not the road comic then. glad I'm not that son of a bitch. Me with my nice, cushy office job can work from home. God forbid stupid gets a gig with sand that's not in a war zone for a change. I'm not wearing Kevlar for this particular gig.
Nobody wearing camo is hanging around with you.
They're not bringing
me
out
a
black hole.
They have a lot of redneck comics, so I don't want to say that.
Oh,
that's true. There might be.
Yeah, there might be a lot.
So now here's the thing. I haven't booked my airfare yet. I just got the gig today.
I know. Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's giving me a little bit of grief. And I said, you know what? If it's that, because who's going to watch the kid? You know, if it's that much of an issue, because here's my thinking with it. Here's my thing. If this works out well, and I do well,
right?
Potentially, I could get this with a little bit more notice and bring the wife and kid to Atlantis,
yeah.
Where they'll have a great. I mean, I won't make money. I'll lose money on by then.
Right, right.
But they'll have a nice vacation while stupid works. Like what always happens when I'm in a resort. You know.
I'm trying to get a gig down in Texas for that very reason. Down in San Antonio. I was always, you know, I was working with somebody.
I don't think we can compare San Antonio to Atlanta.
But I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is it is a work of vacation. Sure. I have to lay out extra airfare to fly Joanne down.
Right.
So she could be with
us. Yeah, but it's only a one-way ticket.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, I hope the food in your bed doesn't spoil.
Yeah, right. You know, so
lifetime
no,
savings.
It's a working vacation.
I think you got to take it because what's going to happen
is it's not just my choice, Joe.
It is in a way because basically it is your job. You were pushing for this gig, and if you turn that gig down, they're not going to offer you that again.
That's kind of what
they're not
going to
offer to you again.
I mean, I've put in for this gig for years. Again,
they're not going
to
offer to you again.
Never more half-assed than I have this year. When I
yeah, it's
and now her thing is we met on New Year's Eve. So I can fly out on New Year's Eve or January 1st. My first night of work is January 1st. So she's a little upset by that. I'm like, you know what? You can come. I can't come. So, I mean, so even I get this thing, which I really didn't want.
Right.
And now I have this grief. And I have to live like a pauper there because everything is fucking expensive.
Oh, so.
And like I get half off at like certain places and I have to pay for maid service even if I don't want it, which is like $7 a day. So I'm thinking maybe I pack the form and it's fucking crazy. And the lap of luxury, I'm living like a fucking scoundrel.
But, I'm picturing the form and grill going through.
I'm
going to
say something again. And no, I'm going to use it with this preface.
Joey, that's why we have the mic in front of
you. I'm not going to use this preface. No, it's not. Like where you're going, but when I was working up in Hartford, I had
our stories are very different.
All right, well, but in a sense, there was the same a semblance here where that I had to take the gig. It was during my honeymoon, asshole. It was during my
that's what she said, right? I'm the honeymoon asshole. What did I do?
Shut up! But it was during my anniversary weekend.
Yeah.
But I had to take the gig.
Right.
I need to get into this club 2 times a year to make my grand amount every year. So sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
So you guys think I should just tell my wife F you?
Propose to her in a common sense sort of way that this is a job.
Are you familiar with my work?
Yeah. Well.
But no.
Does it help pay the mortgage?
I don't know if this gig will. But supposedly they're very good with the merchandise. I know Joe scrunches his nose at extra money.
Could lead to other.
Right. That's
you have to take the gig.
That's what I'm thinking. It can lead. First of all, you know what? Aruba, a week at home for Christmas week, and then the fucking Bahamas. You know, stupid deserves a nice little stretch. I've been working my ass, and I don't travel like I used to. I used to be a road dog.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You are going on a regulation vacation with her afterwards. Right?
I certainly, well, no, beforehand.
All right, beforehand.
Yeah,
fine.
So.
Just tell, look, this
with
is.
With her family. With her parents.
All right, well, this is a vacation. It's nice. This is, other thing is my job. So yeah. It's a real big.
She's stressed out because it means she has to work from home more and she's got this promotion, which I understand.
Hey, look, if
and, she, and you know what it really comes down? Jealousy. It, she wants to come.
You know what, though?
Jealous.
If she wants to come with, to Flint with us in another half,
but that's what,
year
that's
and
what
a
I'm
half,
saying.
Do that
you
run.
Know, you know where my wife comes from? You know? She's come to Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. She's come to Club Med in Florida. She went to Club Med in Turks and Caicos. She's not going with me and stupid bunking up with us in a Motel 6, as Joe says, in Flint. Nobody wants that fucking trend. Getting all your meals by Dennis Ross, the fucking guru, as you stop at a local hot dog joint and you're sitting with an asshole as he reads every fucking sign. Yeah. Nobody wants to ride shotgun on that one.
Once again, I have nothing to say.
But if there's a beach, she's in.
But it's on it's a gig that's on the schedule.
And I'm trying to,
it's
and I'm trying
there
to
with
book
Hardy Harhars and O'Hocus with the Flint, Michigan gig with the gig.
And I'm trying to book Jacksonville, Florida again. Not that I have a rush to go back to Jacksonville, Florida. It's nice, whatever. But her aunt, who's 96, lives down there. So I'm trying to book that so she can go down and see her. So it's not like I'm being a team player. Plus, these are the first 2 weeks in January are not really hot comedy weeks.
Yeah.
No, so there you go. But the thing is,
you have to take the gig. You have to take the gig. I mean,
a couple
different
things.
All there is to it.
Now you went.
I'll have you guys argue for me
if you need to. Yes.
Yeah, you went to these people and you've been asking them for this gig for how long? It's sort of like going. Say you work in a corporate environment and you've been asking your boss because you're trying to get a promotion. You say, you know what? I'd like to take on some more responsibility. And they say, you know what? We have a project for you.
You're right.
You know what? Not this one.
You're
right.
Not going to get it again.
You're not.
You're
get
not.
It again.
Going to
get
from those, and I'm not mentioning that I know the guys you're talking about.
From anybody,
you're
though.
Not gonna get it again.
Anybody would say, this asshole's
you're
been
done.
Asking
you're
us
done.
This
that
for
gig,
how many years?
You'll never be doing that again.
He's
so
been asking
you have
that's kind of what that's kind of what I said to her. I said, you know, now listen, even if I kick ass there,
yeah,
and I will, no, but even if I kick ass, there's no guarantee I get it again. There's no
not
guarantee.
Necessarily that.
But if you don't take it,
yeah,
you know you're not getting
won't.
It again.
I think so too. And listen, I don't listen. I have to pay for internet if I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, listen. I'm going to be living. I'm going to be living in the lap of luxury in a way I am not accustomed to.
Yes, you are living in the way that way you're accustomed. You're just going to be nicer surroundings.
Yeah.
No, I don't fucking I don't like. I don't like bring a bunch of protein bars to have as my daily sustenance, Joe. I mean, I don't live like a king on the road,
right.
But I can usually go to Arby's and it's not going to cost me $20.
Right, right. No.
But I'm willing to sacrifice it, Atlantis.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Most people would.
Now,
be.
My buddy Ward, who's been there, and you know, he gave me a lot of tips on how to actually make money there and everything, like make oatmeal in your coffee maker in the morning.
Look at that.
But he said I should fly in on New Year's Eve because I'll probably meet a lot of celebrities there.
That's hilarious. Yes.
Now, you see, that's where the compromise comes in.
Compromise.
You met on New Year's Eve. You got to hang out home on New Year's Eve.
What?
It costs a little bit more money to fly out on New Year's Day.
Wait, hold on a second. You know I got married on Halloween, right?
And you've ruined that holiday.
I have. I've ruined it ever since. What other natural disasters can
they named the super storm after your stupid wedding.
I know.
Couldn't you guys just live in sin the way you were before?
We thought
make
about
everybody
it.
Happy.
I know. The whole world would have been happier.
Certainly.
But no,
at least
but,
the Rockaways would have been.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be.
Yeah, but here's my point, is that I love that holiday. But my husband's in a band that's a cover band for the Ramones. I mean, it's a band that wears costumes. It's one of the things that it's like a gimme.
If you wear costumes, they dress up on stage. I'd never do that. No way. I could never
what?
Do that.
Shut up. I was on the second.
You are stupid. Have you met Kong?
I was like, what are you talking about?
She took off her headphones in the sky. What a maroon.
My eye. Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir.
No, I mean, it's like they're a gimme to get booked.
I can't
on
believe
Halloween.
The scammers don't like you more.
I know. It's a gimme to get booked on Halloween when you're in this kind of band.
Right.
So they're going to get booked on Halloween. Yeah. That's my anniversary.
But you know,
if he's going to get
that's
paid.
My anniversary, bitch.
That's my anniversary, bitch. But if he's going to get paid, go work. Go work.
I think.
We can have dinner anytime.
I think. She really wants to go with me.
I know she does. But
and I want her there with me.
Of course. But
because you know what? Hanging out on a beach by myself. I mean, I did a whole summer in Ocean City, Maryland.
Hmm.
I went to the beach like twice.
Yeah.
But now when I'm in Aruba with my wife and kid, I'm going to be on the beach every day. And now let's look on the bright side. I'm going to look tan for Atlantis, and I think that's important. I am going to be looking as good as I can possibly look without putting any effort into it.
You're very nice.
But the bottom line is they're not going to give you that gig again if you turn it down. They're not. They're not.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
Paducah, I could probably have whenever I want.
You're not, they're not. Yes. You have to take the
all
gig.
Right, so you guys are unanimous. Of course, none of you guys have to live with me.
But you know what? It's like, honey, we're going on vacation to Aruba. I know that you would love to go with me to Atlantis, but this is a work vacation. I know the timing sucks for your job. There will be other opportunities.
Well, she's like, how am I going to take off work? I'm like, you don't. You just have to pick the kid off the bus.
Yeah.
That means I have to be back here by 3:45, so I have to leave at 2:45. You know what? You're still there most of the you at your job. You can work at home anyway.
But let me ask you a question. If you got a
Mrs.
gig,
the Beatles 81 just signed.
If you were working like I said at the urine trough in Cleveland.
Oh, you saw my 2011 schedule.
All right, but if you were working at the would the situation be different if you were working at the urine trough in
she
Cleveland?
Be jealous.
She would still have to take the kid off the bus at 2:45 because you're working at the urine trough. It's a gig. Granted, it's a little bit nicer of a venue, but it's a gig.
It's what you have to do.
And it's not like you're running off with your buddies.
I don't want to be on the beach. I don't want the 70s in January. I don't want swing pools and looking at people and I don't want that.
Move that out of the argument, please.
Okay, all right. Noted.
Yeah. As long as you don't have the slightest
weather
bit. Yeah,
really. I will not enjoy myself at all.
You cannot have the slightest bit of smugness in your voice if it happens to snow here while
you're
gone.
When I sleep, I have smugness in my voice.
You see how joyous I am when I wake up in the morning.
God damn it. God damn it, the sun. What are you doing here?
Joe, you're always saying, well, I don't know why people think I'm angry. You wake up mad.
I just have that reputation.
It's not a reputation. It's an actuality. There's a difference. Yeah. All right. So I got other things to be grouchy about.
Oh, okay.
So I got you guys' take on this.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
Is it?
I love Thanksgiving. Well, there's food.
Yeah. Nice.
There's football.
Right.
I mean, those are things I enjoy.
Okay.
Here's my problem with this year's Thanksgiving.
What?
It's ruined.
Why is Thanksgiving ruined?
Because I have to go to a bar mitzvah.
No.
Who has a bar mitzvah on Thanksgiving?
Well, I didn't back in 1987, but that's a different topic.
Oh, so now they're getting you back.
I didn't know them then. This is my wife's side of the family. No,
why would you have a bar mitzvah on
Because everybody's off.
But everybody's celebrating with stuff.
The bar mitzvah's in the morning.
Yeah, I know, but there's people supposed to be cooking in the morning.
Listen, my wife is having cooking withdrawal. She likes to cook. Yeah. You know, I usually do the turkey. Remember last year I bitched that I cooked this turkey and then I had to transport it. Did not like it. I don't want to cook and travel. Those are my rules. I either travel or I cook. I don't do both, except when my wife tells me I do both and then I do both.
I have to do both this year.
It sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll compare notes.
I'm going to a restaurant.
Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah. Smart.
Old Country Buffet is waiting for you.
No, this is a good one in Port Jeff. It's really good.
So I gotta do the game night that I do. So I'll be getting in late. Right. I gotta wake up. I'm gonna sleep at my in-laws in Jersey.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night. Yeah. Wake up at 8:35. Get all dressed up in a suit. Be in shul. And I got a temple. Excuse me. I gotta tell you, this God, he makes my skin crawl sometimes.
What?
I don't like being that close to him. He doesn't like me that close to him. I don't like being that. It doesn't work out well.
Mutual.
Yes. No, but you know what? I just don't like putting on the whole charade.
Is that Is that a Jewish garment?
A charade?
Yeah. Putting on the charade.
Yes, I do it every Tuesday night for 3 hours.
No.
You're a horrible human being.
I'm old beanie. Oh, come on. You know better.
I gotta put on
No. So I gotta do that.
Yeah.
Which I'm not happy about.
Well, I know, but that's pretty early.
It's early, but then I gotta stay down there because they're doing dinner at my sister-in-law's house. Her son's the one.
So
I gotta fucking make a day of it.
Oh, this is gonna be a whole day. Yeah. But you know what? Bring a second set of clothes.
Of course, I'll wear my dress.
Oh,
you
can
wear Joe's.
I'll wear my charade. Very good, Joe. It's a holiday, isn't it? It's my holiday
charade. More colorful and festive.
It certainly is.
Yes. That's kind of a drag.
So then,
here's the dress that is.
Almost did there. So, like, and my wife feels the same way.
Yeah.
This is not what she wants for Thanksgiving. Because we're also having it with a bunch of strangers at her sister's house.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know everybody. And we all, and my wife's still cooking some, but it's not the same thing. And, you know, she likes to cook one time a year, and this happens to be it.
Yeah.
So she's having withdrawal and everything.
It's because when you're cooking all the yummy stuff.
Sure. As opposed to the slop that she puts down in front of me.
Oh, God.
This is for stupid. Boy. He didn't take me to the beach. Enjoy the cat food.
That might be a casualty. Might be having friskies.
Yeah. And we remember how well they taste.
Yeah, it's going to be God porn. Or
are you getting one of the torments that we have at the end of one of our contests?
Yes.
You're going to be
I'll have a gefilte fish juice.
I meant the crunchies, the kitty crunchies.
So then I have a dilemma. Usually we do Black Friday. You know this. I'm a big Black Friday guy. I love to buy the black people, bring them to the house, throw them out in January with the Christmas tree.
Hold on for a second.
How did you post that, you jackass?
Joe is not even fucking paying attention to it.
I know.
I'm listening. No,
I saw that.
What did you say?
I said I love Black Friday. I pick up a couple of nice black folk, and then I throw them out in January with the Christmas tree. Put them right in the curb.
Complaining about the other guy. Holy smokes. All right.
I know. I saw that on Facebook. It's like, no, on Twitter. I was like, no, we didn't.
Somebody's like, well, those people will be offended. I'm like, if they don't know what an asshole I am now, then screw. I go, I only mean 25% of what I say, and it's up to them to figure it out.
I know. It's
how hardcore Black Friday are you? Like, you were there at, like
mid- Well, it used to be we would be, me and the missus would be there like at 10.
Does it involve a tent?
No.
Okay.
No, but we would be.
No, that's not hardcore.
No, but, no, I'm
you
not.
Got those 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, we've done that too. We've done that too. But now, last year it started at 10 p.m.
at night.
Yeah. Now it's starting at 8 p.m., which I think is fucking ridiculous. And the Walmart people are getting pissed off.
Oh, good.
But now here's my Now here's my dilemma here. There's not that many things I want on from Black Friday this year. I would like to get my Aerosmith CD, the new album, for $5. Maybe pick up a little Kelly Clarkson and Pink too. Which Kelly Clarkson and Pink I will not be buying at full price. $5 I put it down. Aerosmith I pay full price for. No matter what direct they put out, I fucking double down.
Hold the fucking phone. You're buying Kelly Clarkson and Pink and you're making fun of my Wynwood obsession? Holy crap.
No, I'm not obsessed. I'm buying an album.
No, I know.
And Joe is okay with this. So
the Kelly Clarkson and the Pink.
Joe likes the Kelly Clarkson and the Pink.
I like Pink. I like, but Kelly I'm Clarkson. Just like surprised you do.
Don't be surprised.
Okay.
I might get the Katy Perry CD.
I have two of them. You can borrow them from me.
Really?
Of course.
Do you guys need any dresses to wear?
No, Joe's got. I'll be wearing my Sherrod. Joe'll be wearing his Rodgut dress. We'll look lovely.
No, that's right.
So here's my dilemma. I mean, we don't have major Black Friday things to do. A couple things for the kid. Most of the shit that she wants isn't on sale. So
right,
whatever.
Right.
The Jets. We'll be playing at 8:20 on Thanksgiving night. The full potential of the Jets to ruin my Thanksgiving is there. Here's another thing. Now, I am saying I'm not going to go out. I'm going to watch the Jets on TV.
Right.
But I probably could go to the game again at a very reasonable price.
You got to pick and choose your battles, okay? You've got to be sweet as fucking pie because
no, my wife don't care.
You gotta be, you gotta.
She don't care, cause she's gonna go see the Twilight movie again. She might be going to a high school reunion. I'm not giving her shit.
Okay.
Please, after the day with her family, I can fucking go see the Jet game. I already cleared it with the boss, but.
Good boy.
No, that gets clearance, yeah.
Yeah, because, oh my god. It's a major holiday.
Alright, so let's weigh this in. Black Friday or sitting on the couch watching the Jets potentially ruin my night?
Watch the Jets.
Over Black Friday, Joe?
Yeah, go for the Jets.
Go to the game or sit on the couch? Say the game cost me $100, great seats for me to curse there.
I go to the game.
Go to the game. It's more fun to curse in unison with
them. They ruin it for me, though. They ruin the last time I was killing my poor friend. I'm like, you're an asshole. How dare you tell me these tickets were available? I blame you. This sucks. Never again.
So we're going to get blamed. We're going to get ripped up and down if we make this decision, Joe. Are you sure that you want to even weigh in?
Yeah, like I'm giving the shots to you.
I know. Actually, I just think it's more fun to go to live events because...
But you know what? The football, it's actually not bad at home because they show you all the replays and the camera angles and I'm home.
And you're warm.
I've never been to a live football game. Never been to a live football game.
What?
Never been to a live game.
If you want, I can get these tickets cheap for us if you want to go.
Nah, I gotta...
You always got something, don't you, mister? Yeah. If you want to go to a Jets game, I can get you Jets tickets.
I need defrost.
Anybody can get you Jets.
I know that's the Giants game. I want to go.
I need defrosting a turkey in your bed right now, Joe.
No.
You have to be. Back.
So you guys think if it's like $100 and I buy her all the food and drink she wants?
Yeah.
Yep. And this is like on the second level. end zone, like side end zone, which is where I went to, saw him get bitch slapped by the Dolphins.
Well, I mean, if you're going to see bitch slapping, you might as well do it.
But then it's against the Patriots. They have a very good opportunity to get anally raped.
Oh, this is the playing the Patriots?
Which is a big game, though. As big a game as you can have at 4-6.
Oh, God.
They're going to fuck up my Thanksgiving. Like, they're going to ruin it. And this is not a good Thanksgiving going
Christ,
in.
They just slapped the Colts around last week.
not the Colts. Oh, the Patriots slapped the Colts.
The Patriots,
which is the way
Colts
you want
around.
Them. You want them feeling their oats as opposed to like having coming off a loss. I mean, all pissed.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If you are going to the game, will that give you an early departure time from hanging around with the family?
Me personally?
Earlier.
Either way, I'm leaving before the fucking shenanigans are done.
Yeah.
Because I'm either getting to myself to my TV right here.
Yeah.
My LG flat screen, high def TV right here.
It's huge.
And, thank you. or I'm going to fucking see the loss in person. Either way, I'm not fucking sticking around.
Yeah.
I'm not sticking around to entertain
you
people.
Want another cup of coffee?
No, I want to be home in my cup.
I wish audiences would hear you say that. Let's say.
What was that?
Sticking around to entertain people.
I'm not sticking around to entertain people.
One involves money.
That was a nice shot, Joe.
Let's all memorialize this shot.
I know. This is
Joe's shot. Taking off his jacket. He's feeling his oats. Kong happy. Have extra banana for Kong.
Kong getting comfy.
So you guys think if I have the opportunity, I go see the loss in person. Keep in mind, I've been to a ton of big games.
You know what, though? I'm kind of changing my opinion now because I didn't realize it was going to be New England. Not for nothing. New England's going to kick their ass.
Shut up, stupid. They could win. They played well against New England in New England.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm so tired tonight that the whole idea of like cozying up on the couch and watching on TV is starting to sound a little extra special, especially full of turkey. You know,
but I also feel after the long day of the shenanigans I'm going to put up with, I almost deserve to scream at Tebow.
Yeah, but you can do that at home, and you don't have to be around more people.
But it hurts him more when I do it there.
Oh, because he can hear you. Yeah, amongst all the other people screaming at him.
Well, they're screaming for him. I'm the one going, "Sit down, stupid. You're fine."
But
keep your jacket on. We don't need you loosening up.
You want to know something?
When Tebow starts throwing, the defense goes infield in. It's like when the fucking retarded kid swings at Little League.
You gotta write that down. People infield in.
The safeties come up. The linebackers come up. The defensive line is actually in the backfield with him waiting. You can snap it anytime you'd like, snipping. Yeah. We know either you're running or you're handing it off. Oh, please throw it. Ooh, we can't cover that 2-yard pass. Ooh.
2-yard pass.
No, he doesn't really throw 2 yards. It's more at an angle. It's more of a 1 yard.
I think it's like Tebow was like the Mikey. Remember that commercial with Mikey? Let Mikey try it. That's like Tebow. Let Tebow try it.
Yeah, but he likes it. Hey, Mikey. It's Tebow. Yeah. Oh, no.
Tim Tebow looks so sad, by the way. Because
he's not wanted. He's not wanted.
Jesus wants him.
The only person that wants him is Woody Johnson. After that, he's on his own.
The Jets actually win last week. Sanchez plays well. He's smiling for a change. Tebow looks like somebody just crucified his Lord and Savior. He did not look happy because he barely played, and when he did, yuck.
Oh,
but it's not his fault. I don't
It's
hate
not
Tebow.
His fault. They're not giving him enough time. I mean, if you
well,
go
we've
in
seen
for
enough.
Like, you know.
Well, they gotta change.
We've seen enough.
The thing is, I don't want to get all football-y
here. We've seen enough.
It's like the
Romans said with Jesus, enough.
All right.
No, it's like
he crucified him.
Exactly.
Those
singing contests where the people come on and you know that they look crazy, you know it's going to be bad, and they're all like, they're all like, thank you.
Here's what Tebow and Jesus have in common. In order for them to be, like, with Jesus to be accepted, you had to change the whole religion around, because he was a Jew.
Yes.
For Tebow to be accepted, you need to change the whole offense around,
no.
Because he can't throw.
Could you see Tebow hanging on the goalpost like Christ going,
I'm not,
why have you forsaken me?
Woody's like, come back next
green
year.
And white thorns on his head.
I'm not against what you're proposing. I got no skin in the game, Joe. It's fine. Listen, I like Sanchez. I mean, he stinks a lot of the time. I mean, God, does he stink a lot of the time. But I like him better than the alternative. But that's neither here nor there. So you guys are of the opinion I should go and be ruined outside in the elements.
No, I've changed my mind.
Okay, you say stay home.
I say stay home and watch it on
TV. I say stay. Once I heard it's Jets-Pats, stay home. Save you money. You're just gonna be fucking livid, dude.
I'm just picturing full of turkey, sit on your own couch, yell at the TV, or snooze, whatever.
There's gonna be a lot. Here's the question. There's gonna be a lot of rage and pent up anger in me.
Yeah,
because it's her family. It's my parents. It's strangers. It's everything I hate.
It's
society
that does it.
The bar, yes, because I'm up early in a suit with God.
That's enough to do it.
Yeah, that'll start the rage right away.
But here's the difference. You're gonna go, these guys stink. However, if you're here, you're going to go, these guys stink. But if you're there, these guys stink, and I spent $100 on fucking
tickets. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And at the end of the raping, I'm home with my comfy blanket to suck on my thumb and cry, as opposed to having to go with my pal who's nice enough to have tickets that nobody wants, even though they're perfectly good. But we got to drive, and she has a short drive, and then I got to drive home, and then, you know, my wife's going to ask how they do it. I'm just going to grunt. Or I could buy Aerosmith CDs.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Jets, Pats is going to be ugly.
But you guys admit I should watch the game over Black Friday shopping.
Yes.
All right.
Black Friday shopping.
But however,
animals.
See, Black.
And we do want to get sheets, too.
Black Friday.
Gross.
Not the time.
Will going shopping earn you brownie points against you going away to Atlantis to do the gig?
Oh, good point. Good point.
If she was really into it. Yeah. We don't really have a lot of stuff that we need this year.
If it was like big electronic shopping that you had to do together.
We've done that.
Because that's, apparently the night to do it. But what really ticks me off is that, you know, they don't have enough inventory. They just hype it up. Yeah. So people are crawling over each other. It's like that Who concert where people got crushed.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Black Friday.
I don't.
Hate it.
Hey,
hate
it's
it.
Father Paul joined. I believe he.
Oh, I'm sorry about the F word, Father.
Yeah, terrible. if it's the guy I'm thinking of, I believe he listens to Watson and Watson.
Oh, good, good. Welcome aboard to our show.
Hi.
This will be much raunchier. Sorry, Father Paul.
Sorry, Father Paul.
But at least he wasn't here for the Tebow conversation.
Yeah, nice. But he heard me do the F-bomb.
That's all right. He'll probably hear it more.
He'll hear more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Father Paul's drunk. All right, you'll be fit right in.
He's a real priest. All right, good.
He's our type of priest.
Excellent.
Yes.
We're not little boys.
So, the wife is not all hung up on the Black Friday.
Okay, good.
I'm the one who wants. We both want sheets, but we have sheets. We just want the 800 thread
count. I didn't know you guys went that way.
So what – no, I'm sorry. Maybe I missed it. What's on your game plan?
What do you mean? Things that we need?
Yeah.
We need a vacuum cleaner, but apparently we can't get that, the ones that she wants on Black Friday.
All right.
So we got a couple DVDs for the kid.
All right.
Not a big fucking deal. A couple CDs for me.
All right.
Now, again, I'll live with Kelly Clarkson and Pink. I'll be fine. Aerosmith, I'll pay the $12 for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
The
sheets.
With Black Friday, though, yeah. Some of the things are on sale, but you have to say what is my time worth? If I'm gonna,
are you familiar with my Tuesday evenings?
Oh yeah, that's right. So
this is not a crowd, and we're not bumping into you. Well, sometimes we can.
Well, I do have Father Paul. Father Paul with vacuum cleaner jokes. Goes, that sucks. Vacuum cleaner. Huddle. Thank you, Father Paul. I forgive
humor.
You, Father. You have sinned. Yeah,
I would do a washing machine joke, but that would probably agitate you. The hilarity ensues.
Well, he's drunk, and he should probably get a dryer and dry out. Huddle-a-hoo. They certainly are.
This is totally like my sink. It's going down the drain.
You know what? Why don't you just get a fridge and cool it?
Right. Anyway. Maybe a coffee maker if that's your grind.
Joe, these jokes, we got to put them on ice. Let's get a freezer.
Because they stink on it.
You'd mix it up a little if we had a blender.
Everybody, it's a plier.
It's a laugh.
Oh, damn it.
A little laugh. A little pee you.
That was awful. By a manna.
Well, my wife just saw Twilight and she'll see it again. I'm sure there's one more appliance that she'll be using.
Is it sparkly too?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
Father Paul's killing himself, literally. Mm. Four Jews and a priest walk into a chat room. Oh, it's the real Dice Clay.
Wait a minute. We're not all Jews. Wait, wrong joke.
Well, it depends on the age. So those are my dilemma. So you guys stay home. You guys say stay home, watch the football.
Stay home, watch the football game. Yeah. Right. Look at that. We said that in stereo. Yes. We very rarely agree that heartily about things.
Can you just say what my name is?
Joe.
What's my last name?
Curry.
I'm going to be changing it.
What?
Is this a Hell Geek story?
I am going to, yes.
Hold on. Go on, sir. I have stuff for this.
Oh, wait a minute. He's got...
I have preparations.
Oh.
Joe has a hell gig story.
Oh, yes.
And for a change, I wasn't involved in it.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no, no.
Where was this?
If this was at McGuire's on Sunday night.
Okay.
That's Drunks in the
Welcome
News.
Welcome to Drunks.
You want
to
know something? That'll work. That'll actually work.
Joe, it's labeled hell gigs. This must be, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. You got to send me hell gigs.
Labeled hell gigs. Welcome to Drunks in the Audience.
Let me tell you.
What the fuck happened? We used to have hell gigs.
I don't know.
Well,
I've got the new laptop.
Go on with McGuire's.
All righty. I was working at McGuire's on Sunday. I have one of my nephews. Okay. One of my nephews is down on the island. He's been down on the island for about 2 weeks cutting wood, that has from trees that have felled from, the lovely storm.
Right.
So about two.
Which Joe blogged about, which you can read on davincomedy.com.
Thank you
it's
very much.
It's a good blog.
Thank you so much. So he calls me last week and goes, hey, what are you doing, Joe? Want to come out? Let me explain to you. My family is fucked up. So my nephew is actually 3 years older than me. Okay.
Okay. Doing the math. Okay.
Okay. So
Uncle Joe Jr.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's going on, Joe? Yeah. Well, I'll be at McGuire's and blah, blah, blah. So he never showed up to the show a week ago. So calls me. Hey, Joe, what's going on? I go, I'm going to be out at McGuire's again. You know, it's a 7:30 show. Why don't you come down? Oh, all right. Okay. Now, I've got seven nephews and nieces, and I love most of them. He is
wait. There's some that don't make the cut.
Here's some that don't make the cut.
Oh,
he is a nice enough guy, but a little rough around the edges.
Okay,
he's not as refined as you.
No, I'm freaking Prince Charles.
It's
Kong. Oh wow,
it's Kong's ugly nephew.
Yes, right.
He know how to beat chess, only throw feces.
Right. So I.
It's a feces Thanksgiving with the curries. And that's just when Joe hits the stage.
It only went that well. So anyway.
Oh, good.
Oh,
so the show starts at 7:30. So he's not there yet.
Ugh.
All right. And I know he's going to bring some of the guys that he's cutting wood with, some of these, you know, upstate yahoos and stuff like that. So I go, these probably.
Upstate yahoos.
Yeah, these guys will probably get a little drunk and stuff like that. So I'm going to really be on my toes. He never picks up the tab for anything. So I had to go out and I get $60 to cover everything.
Oh,
so,
God.
So the show starts at 7:30. It's 7:40. And I'm going up. My slot is third. I'm third slot on the show.
Okay.
So
how many comics are there?
It was like what we call a cavalcade show. There's like five of us. So because it's a Sunday night show. So I call him up. I go, hey, are you coming? Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way. And I'm like, so I walk back in. And,
that's what Yahoo sound like, by the
yeah,
way.
So I walk back in and I tell this girl, Lori Palmateri, who's a funny girl, sweet girl. I go, Lori, can I switch my spot? My nephew might be running late. She's cool. She's really sweet girl. Yeah, no problem, Joe. So he shows up. Turns out I didn't have to switch my spot. But then I let him. Now, James, you know Big James. At
he liked me, yet I'm not in the club.
Big James. Big James.
One of the owners. Still not working there.
Yeah. Big James, go. Is she right there? Go. Don't, they don't buy nothing. They don't have to pay for a drink. They go in and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Right.
We're not paying you nothing. Why should they buy anything? No. We'll call it a push.
They treat us very well.
Which is a win.
They treat us very well there. But anyway.
I'm sure they do.
They go in, they sit down, and I go up, and my set, I slammed, I fucking destroyed. Had a great, really one of the better sets I've had. So,
oh, great.
So, get done, and the show's over, so we're hanging out and stuff like that. And I'm saying to myself, I guarantee he didn't leave a tip. Guarantee he didn't leave a tip.
Well, he is Scottish.
Right. So he comes out, and I buy them a drink. So I buy them drinks and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And his buddy, he's like this, you know, Daryl and his other brother Daryl. Yeah,
yes.
Picture them with a Ted Nugent attitude and a bad drunk, right?
Oh, boy.
You mean Ted Nugent?
Well, yeah. Ted Nugent doesn't drink. He doesn't drink. But anyway. So
he should.
I go, let me keep my eye on this guy because he seems like these guys I used to cut in the timber in the woods with, and this guy could probably get out of hand. So sure enough, he starts getting a little drunk. So Joe Starr comes over to me. He's one of the comics. He goes, hey, better watch your buddy's friend here. He's starting to hit on the boss's wife.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I drink, and I go, my, look at the time.
She's hot, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very, yeah, she's hot. But, you know, you don't want to fuck with James, and you don't want to, you know, you, I don't want to, you know.
Well, he's not trying to get the stage time.
No. But, you know, still, I just, you know, I want to get them out of there. I worked hard to be in this club. I don't need my relative's dopey friend to screw it up.
Yeah.
It's usually how it happens.
So
too.
I go,
I know how it is.
I go, well, I got to get going. Why don't we head out to the car? Oh, we're just going to finish our drinks. I'm like, yeah,
oh,
so I got to finish it. And this guy's getting a little bit more drunker and stuff like that.
Oh,
so I go, okay. Oh, you guys, oh, yeah, we're done. I go, I'll be right back. I go into the showroom and I go, where was the waitress that was helping out these guys, my nephew and his friend? Oh, it's I think Marina or something like that. I go up Marina and I hardly know her. You know, I know a lot of the waitresses. I go, can you come here for a second? So she gives me a look like, what is this creep going to slip me my fucking number? You know, so I go, hi. I go, look, I'm not a creep. Well, I am a creep, but I go, I'm not a creep. I go, look. I go,
that's always a great opening. I'm not
a
creep.
I'm not a creep.
Don't trust your instincts.
I just play one on TV.
I'm not a creep, but can I touch a tit?
I go,
Joe is like, I've never seen Joe so focused.
Yeah. I know.
But already I laid out 20. Now these spots we do on the Sundays and Thursdays, they're not paid spots. You work on your new material.
So you're getting paid what you're worth.
So they're not paid spots. So
all right, a little more than
already I laid out $24 on drinks.
Yeah.
Drinks and tips. All right. I go, when they bought, did they throw you a tip? No. Here's a 10. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So already I'm $34 in the hole.
Right.
I go, all right, you guys ready? So we go outside, and the guys outside, he didn't get belligerent. His my nephew's buddy didn't get belligerent in the club, but now he's outside starting to get belligerent out of the club.
With your group or
with not
other
with my
people?
Group? We're the only guy. No, not with my guys. He was outside and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm walking him to the car, and you know, I'm having a cigar, and we're talking. So this the girl and guy that were at the show. You know, nice. Didn't say boo to anybody. He walked by. Hey, faggot!
No.
Hey, faggot! Oh, and the guy didn't. And thank God the guy didn't.
All right, but let me stop you right there. Was he a faggot?
No.
How did you know? Did you try to fuck him?
No, he had a nice girl.
Did he try to fuck you?
No. He was just.
Maybe he was a senator.
He was just a guy.
He was just
by.
A guy that just came to see the show, minding his own business with his chick.
He gets called a faggot.
Hey, faggot! Hey,
you know, I remember the good old days when you actually had to get caught blowing a guy a couple times before that got around.
So,
at least once.
I'm like,
you blow one goat.
So to my nephew's credit, he's like, what the fuck? He goes, what are you doing? What do you call him? You call him a faggot? The guy in the bar, you would have called him a faggot if we were back home. Why don't you call him a faggot?
Back home? What are you on fucking vacation? You're on the islands.
To them, yes, they are.
This is post Sandy.
I've been up there. They don't have shit like this up there.
It's a different world.
You know, so.
By the way, I like Father Paul. He likes to make homosexual jokes about priests. I didn't want to do it because he was listening, but Father Paul, you're okay with me.
And also with you. Yeah. But anyway.
And also with you.
What? I might eat some of his Jesus now. Yep.
So anyway, you know, the guy, nothing happened, but now the guy's getting all belligerent. He's like, let's go home. Ah, you wanted to come to this show. Now you call me, tell me to say. And I'm biting my tongue. I go, you want to come to this show? Really? I go, you got comped. You got drinks. I bought you drinks. I paid your fucking tip. And now you're fucking acting like an asshole in front of my fucking home club. I didn't say this. I didn't say it. I bit my lip.
No, you're saving it so nobody could hear it.
Yeah. You know, I just bit my lip and, you know, and he left. And I'm like, never again. No. Never again. No. I mean, I'm not that close to my family. I love my brother. I love to death. He's my hero. I love him. I idolize the guy. But there's some members of my family upstate that don't get me wrong. It's a good portion of my life. But some
Father,
of them
Father
just
Paul said
fucking
under your
enrage
breath.
Me.
Yeah.
And by the way, he wants peace to be especially with you.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
Everybody's favorite. Everybody likes you.
It's the vagina.
Mm.
So
what are you, a faggot?
yes.
But now, Joe, I've heard you yell horrible things at people.
But not people that are minding their own business. There's plenty. But give me an example.
Oh, yeah,
and we'll compare.
Well, sometimes I feel like your attacks on me have been unwarranted.
The hell they have, fucker.
See, he's not nice. The whole family stinks.
But let me say.
No, you don't do that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Look. If somebody walks, but they're not bothering anybody.
Who does that? Like a 15-year-old.
No, yeah. Who does that are these drunken fucking rube yahoos up in the sticks.
Or as we call them, the Curry's family.
Not a lot of my family. But how do I know? Because I used to work with these assholes on the fence crew. I used to be a log cutter and used to hang out with these
But in their defense, you know, one of them might get a radio show. I mean, that type of personality seems to pay off for some.
But it's very popular.
Also, somebody you just went to see a show, something you don't see where you are.
Right.
You just had the guy in the show.
Father Paul just fucking took a big swig out of a bottle. I'm watching him.
God bless you.
It's like working with Anthony, but with a collar.
Yeah. But you're that stupid where somebody, you come to a club, you got comped, you got, I bought you drinks, you got comped free drinks,
yeah.
You didn't even leave a fucking tip.
Low
and then
life.
You're saying that you didn't want to go to the show, but I'm like, I was pissed off, and I was a little pissed off at my nephew for the
yeah.
simple fact that, look, I go drinking, I know my drinking buddies, okay? And if you know that this guy is going to fucking act like that, why would you bring them?
Exactly.
To...
And the other thing is, like, you've never, you don't know how to behave in public. You've never been out. You don't know that you tipped the goddamn waitress.
Yes. Now, I waited for them to leave.
Sorry, Father.
I waited for them to leave. I went back in the club.
He's nodding.
I went back into the club, and I went to apologize. I apologized to James. I apologized to James Jr. I apologized to the waitstaff. I apologized to the other guys for that. Never again. I felt I had to do the right thing and invite him down. But against my better judgment, I even hedged on this, and I'm glad I hedged because I was watching everything, and I wound up making sure that nothing went, you know, no embarrassing shit went on in the club.
Yeah.
But for the simple fact that, you know, what if that guy turned around and wanted to start something?
Right.
Okay. And now I got to stick up because even it's my, yeah. And now it's a big fucking problem.
Now you're in the middle of a fight that you didn't even cause.
A fight I don't even want with a fucking patron who just saw me on stage.
I know. And
the problem is I'm with a family member. Blood is thicker than water. You know, I got home. I go, what's my name? And Joey's like, what? I go, what's your name? I go, what's my
name? Say my name!
Say my name. She goes,
your name is Faggot Curry!
Joe Curry. Joe Curry.
She actually played that game?
Yeah, she goes, it's
I would have been like, asshole.
Well, she thought I had a lousy set, so she goes, did you stink again? No, no.
Did you stink again?
And I go, what's your name?
Me and Joanne get along.
And I go, she goes, Joanne Curry. I go, we are now the Smiths. You understand me? We are the Smiths.
And Joanne said, well, I didn't want to say anything, but I changed my name years ago.
I was livid. And I had a great weekend. I had a great weekend at the clubs. I had great sets. I had a great time. We had a pisser. That whole fucking incident just blew everything.
I'm glad it wasn't me that ruined his week for a change.
I know, but that I can totally understand why you were so annoyed. It's like, oh my God, sorry.
No good. No good deed goes unpunished.
It's exactly. But I mean, you're trying to do your best. You have a really good set. You're trying. You know, you're trying to like have somebody, a member of your family, come out and have a good time and stuff.
But this is a guy that went to my own wedding and didn't even bring a gift.
Ah!
Never brought a gift. Just thought he would just sit down, stuff like that.
What?
Oh yeah, he goes to relatives' houses. I have a.
Well, so you know what? At that point, it's your own fucking fault for inviting him.
You know what?
Empty hands.
You want to know something?
Which is opposed to me, which is always hands are full with something.
But what the thing is I you
two tits and a microphone.
You always say I'm a mean, nasty person. Okay, so I feel that, you know what, maybe he's right. I go, let me do the right thing. The guy's in town. Let me show him a good time. You know, he can come out to the club and entertain. I can show him a good time. We can have some nice cocktails and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I knew that there was going to be a dark cloud, but I felt I should do the right thing.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I understand. Yeah. And I was every time I think about it, I just get pissed off.
But you did try to do the right thing.
I tried to do the right thing. I tried to do the right thing with him.
Yeah, you know what? You do have to. After a while, I know what you're saying because it's like you think it's family. You still have to do for family, but sometimes you have to say to yourself, you know what? This person is so toxic that I don't have to put myself out for them anymore. Because how many times do I have to get smacked down before I learn my lesson?
Yeah,
I ask myself that same thing every Tuesday.
I tell you though,
I know you do.
I invite
and
you.
And you know what? You say it out loud. God damn it!
I just
I'm not as polite as Joe.
I do love my family, but they're just an interesting bunch. They really are. I just, you know.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. A bunch of them are all right. Some of them are like, you gotta be kidding me.
I have some interesting limbs on the tree too.
Yeah.
So I'm
flabbergasted by you guys are the fucking normal ones from the family.
Yeah, you know what? It scares.
I have two grandnieces. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And my two grandnieces came to Syracuse when I was in Syracuse last month. Had a great time. Sweetest things in the whole world.
Nice.
You know, but it's like Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry, Father. I need to talk about
it. He invited us to go over to Father Paul's for Thanksgiving.
Didn't mean to bust the balls.
You know, I could do double duty on God. I could see the Jewish God in the morning and see the Christian God in the afternoon and then see my God, the football, in the evening.
You know what?
It could be God-a-palooza.
It's the Holy Trinity.
It really is.
It would be.
The Father, the Jew, and the Holy Loss.
That's very nice. The Father, the Jew, and the Holy Loss. That's great. That's great.
It won't be around 11 o'clock at night as I'm fucking throwing shit.
No, it wouldn't be very nice.
I'll be like, I should have bought the Aerosmith CD.
Ah, ah, why didn't I go to the store?
Music from another dimension. Could have had it for $5.
I mean, you know we're going to be blamed for this next week because we made the wrong call.
What, that CD's going for $5?
At Walmart.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you know what?
It's not like Jesus is having it going at a business sale, stupid.
Yeah, you know, but you know what?
I converted. I've been a sham for centuries.
Yeah, but
he's really a businessman.
Yeah, but that damn CD, that's the give somebody that works for Walmart cancer CD.
What?
Because they won't give those people a living wage or health insurance. That's what you're subsidizing when you go and you buy the cheap shit at Walmart, you know?
You know, I hear you. I hear you. Mm-hmm. And the liberal side of me is right there with you.
Yeah.
The other side's
but
like...
you're still burning for that CD, aren't you?
The other side's like, $5 for a CD?
Ah, no.
It's better than
no.
what I got to look. Look at what I'm fucking... I got Joe's ass over here.
Yeah, well, stick cam getting your butt?
I wish.
Oh, man.
Get out of here, stupid.
That was quite a view.
Move it, faggot.
Oh, no.
Just as belligerently as usual.
I don't know if you were planning on talking about it at a different time, but I'm completely up in arms and enraged about the Walmart thing.
I wasn't planning on. So I was going to ask you what's going on in your week, but if you'd like to talk
so
about it.
So's my wife there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, Joanne's very upset.
Oh, so
we did that.
Off.
We did this last year when we talked about Target.
Pissed
was going
off again.
Yes, I agree. They shouldn't have the workers in there for the early shows, for the early sales, and they should be closed. That being said, I'm a fucking American. I'm a capitalist. And listen, if Walmart wants me to buy some cheap Japanese crap at 8 o'clock, God damn it, that's my right as an American.
God bless America. Land that I love.
Get your CDs and your sheets and be blessed from the man above.
Fuck the jet game. Watch at home, pal. Watch Tebow drop the ball. Go!
Oh, God. There's no dealing with these assholes when I get in that mode. That was actually pretty good, guys.
And Joe feels better now. It's therapy.
It's all sweet.
No, you guys are right. But at the end of the day, if they don't fucking come into work, they're going to get fired.
No. You know they don't get enough money that they subsidize their income by getting government assistance? You're all right there?
I'm fucking lightheaded. It's all this talk of a $5 CD.
I know. You got lightheaded. I might not be able to get the CD.
You know, you're a Jew, but I'm a Scotsman. I'm kind of off target myself.
Fucking blew my load.
$5. Jesus Christ.
It's a good deal.
What time do you want to
meet? 7:45.
Good enough.
Kickoff's at 8:20. We're in, we're out, we go home, we watch the game.
Nice.
Hold on a second. If we were really cheap, we'd buy one CD and then we'd like copy.
No. I'm going to buy Aerosmith. Joe's going to buy Pink. And we'll split Kelly Clarkson. And we'll burn him.
Can we splurge to get the Katy Perry CD?
I got that. You can already have it.
Okay.
Now everybody's happy.
We're super
now, do you have something else you'd like to talk about?
No.
All right, then we'll move on.
I've expended enough rage at Walmart's...
I think Joe and I expended something, too.
Yeah, yes, you did, and clean up in aisle 3.
Well, they have people to do that. I see no reason why I should do that.
They have people to do that.
I'm not one of those minimum wage workers. I don't even own a minimum wage. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into labor. We're going to get into labor in a little while.
Yes, we are.
I want to get into our scammer stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because we left off. It was like...
Before I get in with my girlfriend, Agnes.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, we've been researching, you know, from time to time I get in these modes where I research Julie Love.
Yeah.
The woman, the model who all these scammers from Ghana use, who has the website with the porn, who I may or may not have talked to in the past.
I may or may not have spoken to.
It got so bad I actually dreamed about her and her boyfriend last night.
Wow.
I also dreamed about Mersh too, which was weird.
Oh,
we had to do a gig. And for some reason, he was opening for me. He's like, we're riding on a motorcycle. He's hiding behind me. Like, he's holding on behind me. And like, the motor broke. And we couldn't get there. And, like, the guy couldn't fix it and still charged me $80 to nothing. I don't know how any of this happened in my fucking dream.
That's bizarre.
It certainly is.
Well, I dreamt about John Belushi dressed up as a mermaid, so we're even.
Last night?
No, the night before.
No.
Sleep it off, dearie. Holy shit.
I told my husband in the morning, and he looked at me like, there's not enough coffee this early for this shit.
So anyway, so let's update on the whole Julie Love thing.
Yeah, okay.
The girl who may or may not, the girl who was featured on 2020, a day after we talked about it, said, you know what, I think she might be full of BS, she's not getting everything. They fucking pulled the episode.
Unbelievable.
Yes, that girl.
Yeah.
So now I instructed our dear friend Pip Helix to friend her on Facebook.
I did.
Pip Helix is friended, because I figured they might know me because I corresponded with them. But here's the thing. I don't know what we're going to do with this.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to get Pip to infiltrate her inner circle.
Mm. So you know what I'm doing?
Go ahead.
I'm liking all the kitty pictures and talking about
it. She has a cat, so Pip's going right to her.
I'm taking the Mr. Whiskers attempt. Oh, what a cute kitty. I have a kitty. It looks just like that. Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah, she hasn't gotten a response.
Nothing. Yeah, no.
Really?
Even the other idiots are commenting about the cat won't talk to me.
All right, cool. Now here's the deal. I'm pretty sure her man, Craig Grant,
probably
is running the sites, because that's what he did. That's how he made his money back when he had it in the beginning of the millennium. He ran all these internet sites
where they
gathered people's contact information.
Yeah.
He allegedly, in his own words, made a lot of money doing that. I've also noticed on her page now, which was just opened up, there's all the shit that was on his page.
Yeah,
because he believes in the what are the Illuminati and all that shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's an Illuminati guy. And now, as of last night, his page was down. And I got to think, remember I was talking to Julie Love before emailing with her?
Yes.
I was thinking, maybe I was talking to Craig, and once I mentioned that we can talk to her boyfriend too, he was like, maybe he's on to me.
Oh, right.
All right. So, like I said, he made a lot of money. He even mentioned on one of his websites that he would go in the chat rooms as a woman. Because I apparently research people like reveal more or take more information from a woman.
Yes.
So he went in as that. Just trying to read my notes there. I know Joe mocks this. He took the pictures from what was his Facebook page and put them all on their thing. Now there's
a really weird name that that she's posting under.
Ganderma.
Yeah.
Ganderma.
Well, because it's one of the coffee products. I think it's like one of the coffee products. They push coffee. They do bouncy
That's
houses.
Okay.
She's making banana bread now. Their new thing is Motor Club of America. It's like all these things, these scams where McClinton would be playing a concert for.
Well, and she's sitting there doing this little video, and she goes, okay, well, you know what, guys? I made all this money doing this.
Yes,
and
Father Paul, she does.
She shows all these 20s in front of the video and going, basically, see, kids, I didn't even leave the house, and I have all this money. This is how much I made today doing Motor
Here's
Club.
The thing.
And
this girl
on and on about it.
They're using her sex appeal to get people to sign up, which is a smart move.
Of course.
But it's just so blatant. Here's the thing: you look at the girl, my girl, not really, but you look at her, go, very pretty girl.
Yeah,
very pretty girl, very exotic, very pretty. She opens up her mouth, and I just can't.
And it's all Hello Kitty.
You know, I bitch that my wife is smart, and that's a pain in the ass. But because sometimes I want a dumb broad.
Damn, woman's my wife with their her opinions. And
yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm saying, but I didn't have to.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what I'm here for.
But she talks, and it's just like all fucking duh.
Oh, yeah, it was all duh. I was like, I had not listened to her speak except for on
the Here's
TV
the thing.
Show. Blah, 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 blah.
A lot of her pictures were from a couple years ago when she was in her 20s.
Yeah.
She's in her early 30s now, fucking two kids later. The clock is ticking.
Hmm.
But you need some money.
Yeah.
Because she used to be a Hawaiian tropic girl back in the day.
Right.
She would go to foreign countries and be a spokesman, although I hope she wasn't speaking much.
No. Keep it brief, honey.
Exactly. Keep it brief and speaking. Why don't you strip down to them?
Yeah. But you got the tits, use them.
So now... Now, as we knew, you can go to her website and order naked pictures of her.
Yowza.
You can do that.
Yes.
You can order naked. What I learned from what, and her videos are all over the place. What I learned now is you can actually customize. You can actually have her for a fee, which I don't know what it is, say, hey, I want you to wear this or don't wear this, blah, 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 blah. Yes, it's in one of her fucking YouTube videos. The same one where she admits that she used to be bulimic and that she wants to get down to bones. And so she's a fucking sick girl who
oh,
can
boy.
Be manipulated. Oh, whatever.
Boy.
But there's a lot of models like that. I don't fault her. She seems nice. She has a cat. She seems like a good mother from my voyeuristic youth. I'm fucking obsessed. It's terrible. But my point is, back to our thing, because we always said, well, is she involved?
Yeah.
Or is she not involved? Dude. Because like we said, it's Western Union and it's MoneyGram.
Yep.
How you fucking pay her. You can have her wear certain things. If you got a fucking guy who you're scamming and he's already given you some money, but he's not having some second thoughts, he goes, well, I want you to wear this, you know, wearing this. You can now go to her
right,
and go, and she can do that for you. Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Mm.
So this is where I was saying, because we have somebody who knows somebody in the FBI.
Yep.
And this person I've spoken to before has an interest in this. And the problem is the FBI can never do anything about it. And this still isn't enough, but I think it's one more piece to the puzzle.
It's a piece to the puzzle, but it's not the missing link.
No, it's that's her fucking boyfriend.
No, but you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's not the smoking gun. If I could just keep using all these cliches. But
please.
I watch too much Law and Order. It's like circumstantial. It is slightly damning.
Her pictures are everywhere, though. You know your identity's being stolen. Why are you putting out more and more pictures?
And customizing it like that.
Yeah.
And posing naked.
So I want to have.
I mean, posing naked. I'm down with that.
Is this worthy of a conversation with the person? Just a conversation, I don't think it's actionable, like you say.
Yeah.
But just another piece.
You don't want to tip your hand. You want to try to still collect more information. You know, you never want to tip your hand when you have somebody that's doing something that seems out of sorts. That seems questionable. You know, you want to have them in for questioning and really lean on them.
Yeah.
No. Oh, sorry. I thought we were in law enforcement. We're not.
We can be.
You don't want to say, "Hey, you know, I've noticed you do this, and it seems really shaky."
No, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna say it to her.
No, I know. But no, I mean, if somebody was developing a whole, you know, bunch of all the circumstantial evidence, and somebody was able to, like, do a little maybe more technological snooping than we're capable of.
I bet we could bust this bitch if we had money. I would so order the naked pictures. Not because I want to.
No. You would do it.
You're a trooper.
I certainly am. No, but no, there are ways we could certainly do it. I bet if we had money, we could get her to come on this show.
Oh, yeah.
We could totally do it.
We could get her to do a lot of things.
For money.
For money.
Well, you were going to order a banana bread.
No, we could get her to come on this show.
Yes, we could.
I don't want to order her banana bread. God only knows where
you said you were going to.
No, I'm not. No, I was kidding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, who knows where those bananas have been?
Do you think it's one more thing that makes it seem a little bit more likely, like she's involved? I mean, this girl will do anything for money. You've seen this now.
I know, but I'm wondering why she hasn't posed in front of an orphanage yet.
Because I'm not giving Agnes any money.
No, they would.
But not everybody has the orphanage story.
I know.
Every scammer has their own. Every scammer's like a snowflake. They're unique and cold.
Yes, they are.
And with enough heat, they'll melt.
But I mean, maybe if she's just doing dress up, that's one thing. But if
no, naked, nude.
Yeah, or nude. Or undress up.
She's doing the nude.
But if she's doing the nude, if she could do like the. Like, if they said, well, for money, if you're going to pose nude, how about you pose in an outfit in front of a school? You know what I mean? Like, if she's going to customize the experience for enough money.
But she could, and what she does is she sends it to them on a flash drive. Who's to say they're not? That's what I'm saying. They're doing it with these. She could be involved.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
All right. Then good.
I'm agreeing. We just don't actually have the
Joe's not contributing because he's still thinking about his lousy weekend, but two-thirds of the triumvirate is fine.
I'm still thinking I had to put out a lousy tip because they wouldn't even tip the waitress.
$34 I spent. All right, anyway.
Yeah. Joe said, faggot, that's what I usually sell.
Don't get me started, please.
Yeah, right, I know.
Please. So I want to tell you, I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay. It's out.
What I want to do is you were going to tell us about this new show about scamming.
Oh, yeah.
Then I want to take our break and we'll go back to where we left off with my conversations with my scammer.
Yeah.
And we'll get to some stories as well. So why don't you tell me, I don't know what it was, but you said MTV has this show about scam.
MTV has a new show and I think it's called Catfish. And
I've seen it in the guide. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. And it's these guys.
I thought it was about a fish.
I don't know the complete backstory. I only know what I saw on the episode that I saw. I think it was last night. Last night? No, had to be the night before. Anyway, it was the premiere show, and they had been teasing it on MTV, so I was interested because it was about, not scammers per se, but it was about people who have made love connections on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And what this guy does is that I think he has the people contact him because there's some red flag or something going on about their relationship, and so this guy is
They like to take long walks on the beach, but they're 350 pounds? There's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
It's actually a red tarp.
A red tarp on that play.
That's not a girl. That's a bull. You're going to need that flag.
There's the guy is doing what he says is he's doing a documentary. It's kind of like Intervention, where they'll give him any story. Okay, we'll right. get you on the show. But he's doing a documentary about people because he supposedly was fooled by some woman that he met on the internet, and she lied to him. And so now he's on a mission, sort of. He seems very even-handed. Mm-hmm. And he goes to out. He reaches out, or they reach out to him, these people who have relationships on the internet, and something just must seem fishy or else they wouldn't reach out to him. And so this he helps coordinate meeting the person. He'll go and call them up or
we
something.
We should call him. I'd love to meet Agnes.
Yeah, I
can
know.
We
like
can we take a flight to Ghana? I've been there once.
I'd like to see Mavis.
Right?
I don't think I've ever seen Mavis again.
I don't know.
Well,
did something happen?
Okay,
you did.
You'll see.
On your end.
You'll see. You'll see.
So now,
I'm riveted. What will happen to Mr. Whiskers and Stupid?
What happened to the leeches?
Dick Eldorado.
Mr. Whiskers eat
Dick,
them.
Dick Eldorado,
we'll
sir.
Get there. Second
I think I'm going to go, after that whole thing with my family, I think I'm going to go with Dick Eldorado from now on.
I know.
More credible.
Well, anybody who saw you out in the parking lot with that guy is calling you Dick already.
Yeah, what's your name? Dick Eldorado.
Dick Eldorado.
My friend's calling me Mr. Whiskers.
Yes.
I can't tell you why.
All right,
so on this particular episode, this woman had been having this online relationship with somebody who called himself Scorpio. And he was supposed to be a male dancer, and he, you know, she had a couple pictures of him. And, you know, he looked pretty in shape and what
I'm sure that person who the picture of was in shape.
Oh yeah, the person with the picture.
A male dancer. Can you see me? Oh yeah, well I guess my dreams of being a male dancer are over.
Yeah, I'm a male dancer, but I need to find love on the internet. Really?
Yeah.
How about the horny fucking girl that's got her hands around my cock every Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night, but I go home lonely.
Yeah, exactly. I'm unfulfilled until I met you.
With a sticky loincloth.
Yeah. I was lonely till I met you, you fucking house frau. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Dopes.
No, actually, this girl was really good looking.
Really?
But yeah, she
maybe
was.
She was bullshitting.
No. You meet the girl. On
oh,
the
really?
Show,
okay.
And she's really good looking. And she
we met Julie Love. Nobody believed that shit.
No. She was there on the show, and right. She was, you know, she was just an innocent. She's like, I really like him. I think, you know, she was apparently talking to her girlfriends like marriage and stuff. So she was really.
I talk about that with Agnes.
And so the guy coordinates, long story short, the guy coordinates a meeting. They get to the house. The guy is like twice the size of Scorpio. He's not the person she's been speaking
to. Well, it's
to.
The after shot.
Instead.
Like after I was a male dancer and I got fired, before Hostess went out of business, I fucking loaded up. This was me.
I stalked
this
him on
Twinkies.
This was
me 3 chins ago. What? There's more of me now.
Yeah, I stalked him on Twinkies. What a love. The only difference is I stalked up on the...
What, you don't want to lap dance, you whore?
Oh, shit.
What, I can't get up?
He lumbers down the stairs towards her and your heart sinks for her.
Not me. I'd be laughing my ass off.
Anytime somebody lumbers...
Yes, lumbering.
...is not a good thing.
Yeah, no, there was
very
lumbering.
Very astute, Joe.
And,
yes.
Nobody ever lumbers daintily.
Yes. Real lumbering.
There's not much grace when one lumbers.
Yeah.
She was just afraid that this guy was like more involved with his baby mama than he said.
Mm. Really? That was the concern?
Yeah.
Not the fact that he needed Crisco to get down the stairs?
Apparently some new shit cropped up.
Before she laid eyes on him. But then she laid eyes on him, and then it turned out instead of the two kids, he has 4 kids, and he's 5 years older than he said he is.
How old is he?
100 pounds more, you know?
How old is he?
He's 30. What was he, 32, and she was 24?
Oh, all right. You know what? Settle down.
Well, but still.
Listen, in Comey terms, you're an old hag.
And he told me to my face.
But
the thing is.
That's terrible.
He did.
He meant every word of it.
He did. Lovingly.
Like a helicopter.
He said, you have no business being in this house. You're so old. But in a nice way.
And you're younger than him.
I know. But I fell for the girl. And you know, it was like, well, now, are you going to be a bitch and you're going to not be with him because he's not as good looking? It's like, no, because he lied from the start. That's why. But
I guess the moral of the story is, despite our efforts to prove otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you can't always find and believe every love on the internet or believe everything you say.
Well, there was my friend of mine had a girlfriend. It sounds like I'm telling some bullshit story, but it's true.
Friend of a friend,
she meets this guy online,
right.
And he's this magical man, and stuff. And she's going to fly to like Chicago and meet him where he lives and stuff like that. She gets to the airport and is this dorky looking guy and stuff. Nothing that he claimed he was. She got on the plane. She never left the airport. She got on the plane, headed back to New York.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Just turn around
and go. Leave the fucking airport. Right back on the plane.
Can
I
move?
See, here's why I can never do this. My fucking stupid mug is all over the place. Yeah. You can fucking find me and off my awfulness. Terrible things I say, how awful I look. The pathetic career I have, people I've pissed off. It's all out. I can run for office because it's all out there.
It is all out there. You actually have no skeletons.
No,
it's all out.
Well, how are you going to get the black vote? You said you'd throw him out. But after a couple months in the House, I let him stay from the end of November to mid-January. I'm better than most of the whiteys. I love trees too, but I don't keep them in the house the full time.
You do say terrible things, but no, most people don't realize that's not really what you think.
Well, 25% of it is. You figured it out.
No, I know. I think I figured it out.
Unlike me, where the whole damn boat ball of wax.
It's all awful.
It's all awful.
All right. On that note.
Yes.
Why don't we take our break? We'll come back. We're doing a lot of good stuff. We'll delve into our scammer stuff because we left that in a good spot.
Yeah, you left it hanging.
We'll get back to Agnes and Mavis, maybe a new scammer. We'll see if we can get to some other stuff too. I'd like to hear some music from my buddy, comedian and musician Dower Rhodes. Which CD is this off of, Joe?
It's off of Weapons of Mass Deception. Are we gonna do? I came a little late. Are we doing any plugs?
We're gonna do it at the end.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not on Wicked tonight.
I gotcha.
Yeah, we'll do plugs at the end like a real show.
I gotcha.
Not just pummeling them in the middle.
Yeah, you just tell me when that gets queued up. We'll take like a 10-minute.
All right, it should be ready to roll now.
There it is. Take about 10 minutes. We'll be back. Hang out.
It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Pew, pew. Okay, okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for Pork Duel.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. The music you heard was by comedian and musician, my pal, very funny man, actually has his own radio show on tonight, going against us. The Nerve, Dower Rhodes. And that was off his CD, Weapons of Mass Deception. And that was, the first song was Addiction of Friction. Second song was I'm in a Bad Mood, and you got just a little taste of The Sins of the Father. If only Father Paul was still listening, he had to sign off. I guess there was a kid that needed his attention. I don't know. I like the Father Paul, though. He's part of the Watson & Watson show.
No, I like that.
But he's it was fun. It was nice to have him with us. So, yes, you were listening to Davin's Den, part due. Before we left, we were talking a little bit about scammers. Longtime listeners knew that we scam the African scammers. So we were having my little episode with my girlfriend Agnes last week, and we had to stop the show.
Oh, yeah.
We were here long enough.
Yes, we did. And it left us hanging.
Pip, shake those bones in your nose. I love when she shakes her bones.
Shake your bones, girl.
So, yeah, when I last left, we had a horrible fight.
I know.
I had pretty much accused her of being an African scammer.
Yeah.
The Nerve. Then I said, you know what? You're probably not an African scammer because, you know, we've been together 5 months and you've gotten nothing. You would really suck at being a scammer.
You're the worst African scammer ever.
But I'll say it last week. I'll say it again. You're the bright part of their day.
I certainly am.
They work in a cramped quarter. They sit on mats with laptops. You're the thing that doesn't suck in their day. They look forward to hear what kind of horseshit you drum up.
Yes.
Listen, if Walmart employees got that kind of entertainment, they would go in at 7:30.
Yeah, really.
So, and then, you know, and I was really ready to walk away from this 5-month fake relationship because I'd had enough with this nonsense. But much like my comedy career, the less I cared, the more they wanted me. So then she's like, well, how about we start again?
Just right on the together.
Like
it's love.
How about we start it here? Let's start all over. Which I would never do in a real relationship because I hold too much of a grudge and I'm a dick. But in a real, in a fake relationship, that, although I'm really having it with a real person who may or may not be real, but it's definitely a fake icon that she's using.
This is a really fake. This
Absolutely.
Is a real fake relationship.
But I said, you know what? I'll play this game. Well, let's start all over.
Oh, but that was the most confusing part. That was really disturbing because you're both talking about it. Like, hi, I was just with somebody for 5 months, and boy, did they really piss me off.
It was very passive aggressive.
I won't be like that. Oh, yeah? Well, you know, I was with somebody for 5 months, and they stunk. I mean, oh, well, I won't be like that. It's like it was so passive aggressive.
What do you mean you won't be like that? It was you! But I've learned in the past 5 minutes the error of my ways. But you know what? I'm like, you know what? If this dopey scammer...
Yeah.
Wants to waste more fucking time getting nothing?
So will we.
Let's go.
Yes, Joe. Yes, Joe.
So will we.
So will we.
So we resume. So we were in the midst of that game, and I was talking to her last Monday afternoon. She got back to me on Monday evening.
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by your cat who decided to join us for part two. And she's decided that there's one of the books on your shelf is called her attention.
Apparently she's a Dean Koontz fan. I don't know.
I think so.
Who isn't? Koontz cats, whatever.
Yeah. Can't read that well.
So 5:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Agnes goes, hey, friend. Hey, friend. I go,
hey, buddy, pal.
I go, hi, pal.
Pal.
What do you go? What are you, bowling partners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, all right, fine. We're Joe's family. Hi, faggot.
Let me start it, please.
So she goes, I got home thinking about you. I go, you are very nice to think of new friends like that. So she goes, so what are you doing? I go, I'm about to run out. If you can hold on for 30 minutes, I can talk to you then. And I take the kid to karate. Remember, I'm in cafe. Oh, are you? Is this costing you money? Damn. But I didn't say that. I go, I understand you can't hang. My ex-wife is buzzing around and she is annoying. Now, remember, the ex and the kid had to move in after their house got destroyed in Seaside Heights by Superstorm Sandy.
Yes.
And it's been a very ugly divorce thus far. We just can't seem to get us back on court.
I don't know why.
She LOLs. She goes, I was going to go to a coffee shop to have a chat with you. She goes, take it easy on her. I go, maybe you're right. Maybe I should go back to her.
What?
She goes, so you're going back to her?
Yeah. I would be like, what?
I go, well, you said I should take it easy on her. Maybe she is just misunderstood.
Oh, God.
She goes, I only meant don't get really pissed at her. She is checking on you. I go, well, I don't think I'll go back to her. Not my type of girl.
Yeah.
So I go, so what's going on with you? She's going through hard times.
Oh, no. What kind of hard times would they be?
Well, I said, I'm sorry to hear that.
They wouldn't be financial.
Well, my husband's family went to take my wife, kid, away, and my kid is always worrying me with he wanting this and he wanting that.
My wife, kid.
Nobody worries about fucking English, apparently.
Yeah.
He does not eat healthy food, too.
He doesn't. So besides chewing on the Ottoman leg, he doesn't really eat his vegetables. Is that what you're telling us, lady?
So I go, this sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I go, my ex-girlfriend was going through the same thing.
Ah, that's funny.
She goes, you should have paid attention to her. I go, you don't know her. It was complicated. Are you judging me? Because, you know, she says I'm always judging her. Well, the old me was always judging her.
Yes.
Not new me.
This is new you that talks about her in passive-aggressive terms.
Joe, you're not talking in the mic. You're petting the cat.
Sorry about that.
Radio 101, leave the cat alone, stupid.
Yeah, really. So cute.
Did I say you could do that?
All right.
Well, you seem fine with it. He must have been doing it wrong. He must be that faggot.
Fair I was going to say.
Better off this way. Pet the cat, we'll do the show without you, you asshole. Kong distracted by kitty. Oh!
Have Kong kitty free.
Well, Coco had it. Remember that?
Yeah, Coco the gorilla had a little kitty.
Well, so it's not so surprising.
No, it's not at all. I think this is some...
It soothes the savage asshole.
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Ass fissures with Pippi.
How's your fissure?
Which, by the way, made the best of.
Of course it
half
did.
For your fissure, half for Joe's, like, rendition of every Looney Tunes character.
But that, well, yes.
But that, anyway. So anyway, she goes, no, I'm not. I only suggested. I go, but if you don't know her, how can you suggest? What would you say if I said she was very mean? Would you still suggest? Mm. For every relationship, partners quarrel, she says. I go, if you are so smart, how come your relationships have not worked out?
Ooh, how snap.
Oh, I thought you guys were getting off on a, trying to get off on the right foot.
This is a new friendship. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
This one's a little like.
This is really like a real relationship. I mean, because mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever dated somebody and they got back together with them.
Yes.
You know,
well,
it's
high
like,
school.
Yeah.
Every other day.
Yeah.
I hate you. I love you. I'm not coming here. Do you think she's going to call me? Let me drive past the house.
Her
lights on. Who's she talking to? Fucking yuck stalker.
Might have called you. Yeah. Might have been called your high school. It's called my late 20s.
Oh,
right. But,
my mid 20s.
Yeah, we got back together.
Or as the people in Long Island call it, hair's last hurrah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got back together, you know, and everything. You know, you want to get back together, but you're like, you know, like, we're the friends. And
you can't let it go. Yeah, we can be friends as long
Nonsense.
As I'm still getting a handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still the old baggage.
Friends can screw, right?
Friends with benefits. You have benefits of craps. Yeah. She goes. I did want to give him another chance, but he was still taking hold past. I go,
what? What?
I did want to give him another chance, but he was still taking hold past. I couldn't let it go.
Taking hold past. Okay.
Taking hold of the past.
Holding on to the past.
Holding
yeah.
on to the past.
Oh, holding on to the
taking
past.
She's been in another states and England and Ghana. What do you want from her? Mm-hmm.
Apparently, English is not the first language in any of those countries, but please go on.
I go, sounds like a creep. You're probably better off without him. It was like Joe was sitting at my keyboard.
I know.
She goes, do you think so? I go, I don't know him, but the way you describe, I think so. She goes, I loved him so much. I go, did he love you? Yes, I know he loved me, but he got his feelings mixed up. He thought I didn't love him. I go, are you going to try and fix things with him, or are you going to move on? She goes, I want to fix things with him, but he is not giving me away. He keep on judging me, calling me an African scammer.
Oh, fucking fuck!
Real?
Yes!
And that's not a real... And that's a really?
This is how well I fucking played the game.
I know,
wow.
It's like,
the indignancy. How dare he?
Wow.
Are you sitting here in the cafe next to the other 20 black guys?
Are you guys hearing this? Oh, wait a second.
That's funny.
She goes, it was so much for me. I think it was too much for me. But I go, yes. I go, sounds terrible. African scammers are known to be liars and manipulators who ruin lives. People die because of them. Mm-hmm. You must have done some very questionable things to make him think that.
Oh, boy. This is like such doublespeak. I love it. Go ahead.
She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts. I can't have him back. It is... As because of me, his family hate him. I am the only family he has now. Remember last time I told him my family hates me now because I feel so terrible. I go, well, if you are all he has left, then maybe if you open your heart to him, he will give you another chance. Or maybe you're better off apart.
Oh.
She goes, I need him back. You know what? You know how many months I've invested in this horseshit?
Really?
I need him back. My supervisor says so.
He means a lot to me. About $800 last time we checked.
Yeah.
I go, then I guess you need to fight for your love. She goes, yeah, but I want him to put everything behind him so that we take off from where we left, like how to raise the money for the tickets. When I am with him finally, I can get a job to support him.
Oh.
This is nice.
Actually, this sounded pretty good.
Let's get this bitch over here.
he's flabbergasted.
Her and the wife can both support me while I go to fucking Atlantis.
Hey, you keep each other company.
Child care issues solved.
Exactly. She goes, I go, I think before you talk about anybody supporting anybody, you should make sure you can support each other emotionally.
Oh.
She goes, I'm willing to do that if he gives me a chance. I get emotionally hurt by my late husband's family. They make my life miserable. I want him to understand that. I go, well, maybe you should ask him. Or maybe you have too much going on for a healthy relationship right now.
Wow, God. What a dick.
Well, it was karate at time. She goes, I'm trying to control it, but he gets more worst when he keep on with the quarrel.
So what's he have a German delicatessen food? He has more worst.
Wow, that was nice. A stretch, but all right.
Just made it. Just had that fingernail scratching on the ledge.
I wouldn't try to repeat it anytime soon. But
take a while.
I realize I lucked on that one.
I go. It is not about control. It is about honesty and devotion. It is about love. If it is about money, it never works. That much I know.
Oh, it has for 5 months.
That much I go. And I don't know much about relationships these days.
No.
She goes, I understand. He only thought and only thinking about money. He got my feeling and money confused. There must be a reason for that. Men don't just assume women want money after a 5 month relationship, which you had.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if I really need money, then I would have left him a long time ago. Now, there's a fucking point there.
There is a good point there.
Who is this person? They got the supervisor again.
I know. So, they've called in top management.
I go, well, something must have happened. You say he loved you. You love him, you said. Maybe you can work it out. Can't believe I'm giving you this advice. I mean, you're a sexy girl and I should be trying to get you in bed.
Let's get these two crazy kids together again.
She goes, he's the one I love. No. I go. Well, then you should tell him. She goes, tomorrow.
Are you confused, Jeff?
Yeah, he's the one I love. Is he talking about the other guy or you?
You
could be several clients.
No, she's
me, but not me.
She's talking about Davin.
Love Davin, not friendship, Davin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, and so he's giving love advice about himself.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you considered a blowjob? I find that makes every. If I could do this in real life, counsel my wife on how to admit she was wrong. Yeah. Honey, if you just
you would let him go to the gig.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what? Let him go to Atlantis and blow him on the way out. That's the best thing.
He'll take pictures of dolphins for you.
Sure, he will. I go, good for you. Well, if it works out with him, maybe we can still be friends. She goes, yeah, we can. You're a good advisor. So what are you going to do about your ex-girlfriend? I go, don't know. If she was like you, I'd be very lucky indeed. Your ex sounds like a lucky guy. She goes, he is not lucky. He is super amazing. He's being there for me. I certainly am.
Yeah.
I go.
Every Tuesday.
Well, then he must think you are super amazing, too. Thanks, but my guy will kick your ass when he finds out you telling these sweet words. He got a gun.
Davin's got a gun.
All right.
Somebody check their notes.
That's why I'm making
this
the face
is like
I am.
The supervisor, because this person actually remembers stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why I'm making the face I am. Now, I wonder if the person you were speaking to...
Don't blame my story for that face.
No. Shut up. So I'm listening to this time. But anyway.
We appreciate it, Joe.
But do you think the person you speak with a couple of weeks ago was the same person? Maybe this was the person you...
I don't know. My head's fucking... It might be a team.
Because how could they forget all that stuff and remember a gun, something that was brought up months ago?
Months ago.
It wasn't months ago. It was a month ago I almost killed myself.
Yeah, it was not long ago he was suicidal.
But there was enough stuff there to remember that, where there was some short-term stuff that they weren't remembering.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's kind of... Ta-ta! That wasn't me.
No, I know. Somebody signed it. I go, I guess...
I didn't do that.
No,
look at Joe guilty the way I love him.
He fucking barks at me.
I don't bark at you, Joe. All right, maybe I do bark at you.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the nonsense. Hi, all. Okay. I go, then I guess we should stop talking. I don't want to get shot today. I don't look good with holes. She LOL, smiley face. She will let him know I have found a good friend and I hope he don't get jealous. I go, if you're honest, hopefully he won't get jealous. Maybe one day I can meet a girl as wonderful as you. She goes, you will, definitely. All right. I go, pretty deep conversation for two people who met a few hours ago. She go, life is life and you got nothing to do with it. Have you advised me about my boyfriend so that will you do about yours, your girlfriend? Ugh.
Pee you, all this cutesy shit.
I go, I don't have a boyfriend. time will tell. As long as there's life, there is hope. I heard that once from a very wise lady. She goes, who is she? I go, you might know her. She lives in Ghana. A girl named Mavis.
And for those of you who weren't keeping up with that, that is Joe's.
That's my girlfriend.
That's Joe's girlfriend, who I set up.
Oh, boy.
She goes, oh, really? She told you that? I go, nah, a hottie named Agnes told me that. Small world, I guess.
Oh.
I have to go, Miss Agnes. It has been delightful talking with you. Good luck with your boyfriend. I hope it works out for you. And that was Monday. And then this was last Tuesday.
So convoluted.
Now this one comes at 9:15 in the morning.
That's 9:20. Early for her.
Very early for her. Can I talk to Davin?
Excuse me, it sounds like she's talking to Sybil.
Can I stop for a second? So 9:15 in the morning, 9:15 our time?
Our time, so it's like 1:15.
Now.
Get a job.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking. So, babe.
I used to know when she was going to come online. Like, it would usually be in the afternoon, like 3, 4, 5. She's all over the place.
But
now.
It's weird because sometimes you think that, like.
Well, they're shift workers, Joe.
Well, I'm just
they have them working at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, this is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yes, they do have them working 1 o'clock. And yeah, well, I've gotten stuff from her at 5 o'clock in the morning, her time, which we'll get to.
All right,
but yeah,
yeah
okay.
But, you know, I'm just concerned about the orphans that she's supposed to be looking after.
We'll get there.
Okay,
there's much to tell. Tuesday, can I talk to Davin? Sure.
Wait, well, of your many personalities, can Davin come out now? I'd really like to speak to Davin.
Davin just has to put his penis away. Let him finish that, then he'll be right with you. Davin, put that away. She goes, Davin, I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry for putting you through hard times. I want you to move on, and I hope you forgive me. I go, Agnes, I am sorry, too. Here comes the mushy stuff, folks. Strap in.
I would like
to try and make this work with you. Don't worry. It's got to pay off.
Okay.
She goes, you mean a lot to me. I don't know what to do. I go, it just has to be very hard. It has just been very hard for both of us. It seems like everybody wants to keep us apart. She goes, here we go. I love you with all my heart. I will never, ever forget the first day that we met. I remember each and every detail, except for the shit that happened yesterday.
Yeah. This is like a stroke victim.
Well, each and every detail. There was a pop quiz last week that you fucked up on.
Stop with all the questions. I don't have the notes.
Yeah.
Who is this Mabel and Nick?
Please hold.
I have to flip back in my notebook.
Too bad this wasn't an open book test.
Ugh, it was, and stupid still failed. Yeah. Meeting you has been an answer to my prayers. I will always love you. My heart belongs to you and only you. I go, I feel the same way about you. She goes, I never want you to forget that. I didn't think it was possible to fall in love with someone so fast. But this has totally proved me wrong. I am truly happy to be with you. You are my everything. I will do anything for you. I will never leave your side. And when you leave for long periods of time, I'll be right there here waiting for you. I am really sorry I have hurt you. And with my words, I am so sorry, my husband and my love.
Whoa, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, we're married.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now I got two fucking prods. You can't stand me.
God, but now we have to buy a present.
It's like I'm fucking Romney. Anyway. No, that's a country. Anyway, I will always be here for you when you need me. I mean, black people. That's who doesn't like him.
Oh, I see.
I will love you no matter what life brings us. You are my soulmate, and I vow to love you until the day that eternity is gone. I love you, baby. You and I together, we can make magic. We're a perfect match. Wow, her English has gotten very good.
I was just going to say, Wait a minute. It's called cut and paste. I got confused. I was like, is this you speaking? Because it's too good.
No, no, this is all, no, no.
It's good English, I mean.
No, this is not good writing,
but. Not good writing, but it's good English. No, it didn't sound
no,
like
this,
your.
No, that's her. This is me.
It didn't sound like your flavor of bullshit. It just sounded like it was in really good English.
He had vegetables. You can smell the bullshit.
Whoa, wait a second. Corn?
Special type of BS. I go, I am sorry for accusing you of things. I'm sorry if you feel I judge you too harshly. It was never my intent. I need to do a better job of appreciating the lovely person that I found online and now lives in my heart. That's my brand of bullshit. Ask for it by name.
That's my brand of bullshit.
She goes, thinking of you fills me with a wonderful feeling. Your love gives me the feeling that the best is still ahead. Say, like money. You never give up on me, and that's what keeps me going. You are simply irresistible. I go, I feel we wasted.
She's so fun. They're so telling where the money went.
I go, I feel we wasted so much time fighting when we should have been doing more pleasant things. I am sorry. She goes, I should be the one apologizing, my love. To love is divine and to err is human. Love is full of ups and downs, but strength in each other will determine life for a true relationship.
What do they do? Set them up with a bunch of Hallmark cards?
Oh my God.
Hold on. I go, you are a very smart and capable woman. You show me this all the time. Sometimes my own blindness gets in the way. I am blessed to have you in my life. She goes, I am blessed to have you too, my love. I wish I could see you now. Same here. There are no words to express how I feel about you. I constantly search for the words, and they all seem less than I truly feel. You are my heart, my soul. You are my best friend. You're my one true love. I agree. I say, we need to be there for each other so that we may tackle what lies ahead of us. And I mean lies.
Doesn't this sound like a combination of every pop song, love song lyric that you've ever heard?
It is. Guys, do not judge my beloved who's been so truthful thus far.
Oh, excuse me.
I go, clearly we have some hurdles ahead, but if we stick together, we can overcome them. She goes, I knew that you were the one I was meant to be with forever. I make this promise to you, my dear, to love you the way that you love me. Oh, I hope not. Now I look to the future. Your life is mine, and we will make it last. I love you more today than I did yesterday, and I'll love you more tomorrow than I do today. I go, did you write that? I don't know. She goes, I wrote that this morning on a paper. I wrote it like a letter.
You scratched it to a wall? Asshole.
I wrote it like a letter, and I am writing it to you. I want you to pour, spelled wrong, my here out to you.
Oh, see, all of a sudden the bad English comes back.
You
in.
Want, yeah, because they're reading off of something. Yeah. Something.
Do you take me for a fool?
Let's not get yes. them. Go there. But,
but I hired you.
Yeah. Wise move. See, one small wise move. But, yeah, there seems to be a difference when all the syrupy shit's going on to when the regular conversation is going on.
Yeah, it's like syrupy love songs, all kinds of lyrics from love songs. And then I hope that is good. I pour out I heart.
It's like,
I am you.
It's like the Warner Brothers like. Frog. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby girl. Ribbit.
Yes.
Ribbit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
All right, guys. So maybe I was a little skeptical. Maybe I Googled those words of prose.
Oh, maybe you did.
Maybe I wanted to see where those words came from.
Oh, no.
Maybe I should not have believed my beautiful babe pouring out her heart to me. Maybe I was like, I don't know.
You cynical bastard. What did you do?
Well, you can find these on lovingyou.com. Where else can you find these? I took notes.
That's great.
Yes, lovingyou.com. Let me go scroll up. There was a couple sites here. all right, hold on. There's more sites. Yeah, so loving.
Didn't it sound?
You could tell.
But I'm a moron who believes.
Uh-huh.
She loving you. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find.
That's okay.
Lovingyou.com. She goes, I go, you are very talented. I would love that. She goes, I think you. Thank you, but you are more talented. I go, different talents. Mine is no greater than yours. She goes, I love you.
Spy versus spy.
All right. I go, I love you more. She goes, with all my heart, I am forever yours. Sometimes life hits you with an unexpected things that take you totally by surprise. All I can say is that you're the best surprise life has given me, and your capacity for love, caring, and understanding never ceases to amaze me.
This is not the same verbal ability as...
Well, no. This was actually found on romancescam.com. Oh, these words have actually been used in another fucking scam.
Oh God, how perfect.
Shocking.
This is great.
Yeah, so
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, there was a couple of these websites, where you can fucking find. So here's my word of advice. If you're talking to somebody, cause I try to impart a little bit of knowledge with our nonsense.
Yes.
If you're talking to somebody in broken English all the time, that types like their fingers were fucking gnarled by a pit bull,
and then suddenly,
or a Jack Russell, depending.
And then all of a sudden they're a fucking poet laureate.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they're Maya Angelou.
There might be a problem.
Shakespeare fucking walked across the keyboard all of a sudden. You might want to Google some shit.
Yeah,
because now before, remember in the very very beginning, she did some like religious. Pro yeah. shit in the very beginning of the relationship, which we found was some other nonsense. But I thought with the second chance that me and Agnes were going to build together from honesty, I thought it would be different this time.
Maybe
not. It's not different. I go, well, sweetheart, be prepared to be amazed because I'm going to work on being a better me for you. She goes, thank you, honey. When you were a kid, what did you want to do as a profession?
I wanted to be a comedian.
I don't know. I don't know. At one point, a psychologist, then a lawyer, then a comedian. But
you were four and you thought about being a psychologist.
Well, no, I said, but as a little kid, I would have liked to have played baseball.
Okay, there you go.
What about you? What did you want to be? A lying piece of shit? I want to be a nurse, but I couldn't. Why? My parents passed away and life was not easy. Here we go.
Nah,
have gone through, she said HV, I think she meant HIV. Anyway, have gone through bad times and I only have to be strong to survive, you know? I know. I think you can still be a nurse if that is your dream. It might be hard, but it is worth it on so many levels. People tell me I'm strong, but they don't know how I'm hurt inside. Alright, somebody let the cat in. I go, it is the hurt inside and how you fight through it that shows your strength. I believe in you. Always have, always will. I could not love a weak woman.
I always will. I'm sorry.
She goes, thank you for loving me so much. I go, it is nothing to thank. It is just how I feel. Love you. Love you too, I say. Wish I could hold you right now, like a fucking chokehold.
Half Nelson.
She goes, I've truly been blessed by finding you, and I'll never let you go. Yesterday is gone, no one knows tomorrow, but today is a gift. Sweetheart, I promise you now and always to be loyal, loving, playful like a kitten, curious, very romantic, and full of love. Found on MarriageRomance.com.
Okay.
It's like...
In some ways, shit's moving nice and smooth.
It's just the looks that Joe and I are exchanging, like, what song is that?
But here's the deal. We've been at this for a while. Why did this suddenly... Suddenly dawn on us. No pun. Yeah. But why? Yeah. Why did this suddenly dawn on us? Where there's I like me, and the life of roses, woof, and woof. Love will find its way. Me, I, you, no, I, you know.
Because she had time. Because now I fucking pushed her to the place where she had to do fucking research. She had to go to the scammer archives.
You know, like the
files that I had in college for my fraternity brothers of tests that they fucking took. So yeah, hopefully the test will be the same and you can copy off of. Oh. That's where she went. She went to that fucking filing cabinet of bullshit.
Wait a minute. What do they call those little books that
Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes.
No, this is not Cliff Notes. This is guaranteed bullshit that they think has worked.
No, but
before.
She went to the scammer Cliff Notes references.
Yes, and she was, and she just couldn't fucking contain herself.
Ugh.
She's like an open micer who is like 15 minutes of new material and has to fucking try it all at the fucking all in a fucking row, and it's going horribly wrong. But this is the fucking shit. I know.
Well, you gotta find out if something's gonna hit.
The asshole's buying this shit. Well, here's more, and here's more.
I'm going off the rails, but I'm shoveling more coal. Let's keep going.
And once again. One, I'm about to let them go. Just fucking end it. I'm done wasting your time. You bore me. They fucking up the ante, and stupid's
and
back.
And you get booked Atlantis. I'm sorry.
Hopefully you'll be allowed to go. Check with people. Don't assume you can go.
That's true.
Yes. So, yes. So, there we are. So let's see. What else does she have? I go, just be yourself, and that will be more than enough. She goes, love ya. Yeah. She goes, love ya.
Love yeah.
Like she's a like she's a fucking rock star who throws yeah in there because they can't fucking rhyme.
You can't write.
Yeah, that's true. All right, leave your bands out of this. I go, love you more. She goes, how's your comedy life? You're fucking great.
Wow. Yeah.
I go, I'm really
trying. Better every line, honey. Keep going.
I go, I'm really trying to get busy with it. I'm always writing and trying to get involved with new projects. I want to leave my other job, but I guess I can't just yet. She goes, I understand completely. Will you keep both jobs for now? We are able to get everything we need. Then we can stop. My other job being the porn writer.
Yes, of course.
I go, maybe. I am torn. I know the porn business is not good for me. For us. But it is a shortcut for getting you here with me. It is confusing. Just something I need to figure out, I guess. Let's do something, she says. Right now, let's think as if we are writing the scripts for us to meet.
Okay.
I go, okay. Now, I thought she was like writing our own little fucking porno.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Here comes those white curtains again. The white sheets, rather.
And some kind of bakery goods.
Yeah.
Leave fucking Kumi's clan out of this. All right, hold on. I got to hit record again.
Oh, okay.
No, it's something with stick cam. Hold on. Come on. Fucking record, you motherfucker. There we go.
Don't talk to it like it's me.
I'm sorry. It disappoints me the same way. All right. She goes, let's not think about anything else. Let's concentrate on us. I go, okay, sounds like a great idea. I hope my love doesn't go. She goes, I hope my love doesn't go back to drinking. Because as you recall, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and the priest who she prompted me to.
She's keeping good notes this week.
This one, yeah.
The priest, you know, said that a real good girlfriend would have stopped me from drinking, or at least tried to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So now she knows. All right. That's the tactic now. Or I'm supposed to stop him. I'm supposed to say, yeah, why don't you go have some wine and calm down?
Well, you know, I'm very easy to deal with as this incarnate of me, so I'm sure I'll just agree right away.
Yeah.
I go.
This is a fantasy world.
Oh, don't get pissed off, stupid. Read your story.
Don't you have a chocolate bar to be choking on? Don't you have family to fucking piss off?
No, they pissed me off.
I knew he poisoned those Kit Kats. It was too easy.
Right. I go, it is a struggle, to be honest. I use it as a crutch to get work done and mask the pain. The downfall is it makes me do bad things. I need to control it sometime soon. She goes, think of me, my love. I go, I will try to do better for you. I am an addict. I kicked the habit for a long time, but I have fallen into my old ways. It fills me with shame. She goes, please.
And bourbon.
Exactly. Mm. Please try and stop for me. If you feel like drinking, just get some soft chilled Coca-Cola and drink.
Have a Coke and a smile, damn it.
Soft chilled Coca? What, she reading off the menu?
I know.
Where's those fucking notes?
She's got poems, menus.
Yeah, really?
She's got props.
Everything in a storm.
She's
prop act.
Prop act. Now you stop reading now. Drink some Coke.
I got the sign right here. It says drink Coke.
You will never work on it again if you keep on drinking.
Hug a polar bear. No.
I go, I will try. It is no way to live. I need to find something else to deal with stress. Something less destructive. Soda does not do for my body and mind chemically what alcohol does. Mm. Alcohol loosens me up. Lets me unwind enough so I can focus on the task at hand until I am too loose and can't focus anymore.
It's called drunk.
I'm an addict, stupid. Respect my disease. She goes, just stop alcohol. It's no good for you. I go, but it's not that easy. Have you ever been addicted to something? Yeah, with you.
Oh, Pete, you. I thought it, and then you said it.
No, she said it.
I know. I thought it, and then you repeated you. Her saying it, and I went, oh.
I liked it. Oh, I go, you are addicted to me? She goes, yeah, can't stop talking to you. I go, well, then you know how things that are no good for you are hard to give up. I'm a bad boy, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're an addicted.
I know voodoo.
Yes.
Ugh. And I threatened to use it on her.
I know.
Fucking
you
snapped
did.
It.
You said you had a doll. It looked like it. God damn.
Another easy to find.
To
go to seejulie.com. There's a plug, you whore. Anyway. Come on the show, you cunt. Anyway.
No!
Sorry. That's okay. I'll buy a banana bread. Yeah. She goes, yeah, but you are sweet. I go, but I cause pain, like alcohol does for me. The difference is I love you. You make me a better person. I hate alcohol. It makes me do bad things, but my body needs it. She goes, we got to find a way to put alcohol off your eyes and tongue. Apart from alcohol, don't you have any special drink? I go, well, I'd rather have you on my eyes and tongue.
Oh, hey.
She goes, LOL, are you going to lick my down?
Oh, is she a baby duck now?
She's fucking Snow. She's going to lick your boom boom down.
Are
you going to lick my down?
You're going to lick my down?
And I laughed out loud at my computer like an asshole.
Are you going
to
lick my
down? Hold on, I got to write that down and say that's Mr. Helix. Are you going to lick my down?
You know what? They better have an erotica book. They better run. Somebody better run out buy the erotica book really quick.
I know.
With phrases like that.
I know. It's like. like, are you a goose comforter?
Take it like a woman and make it put it in like fucking bedding.
Are you a Perkel?
Will you lick my duvet? My duvet? What?
Lick my duvet.
That sounded salty.
That sounded sexier than what she said. Are you going to lick my down?
Rub my thread count.
I'd love to, and then fucking strangle her with
she
it.
She got off book on that one.
She didn't even rub me down.
I haven't seen this in the script before.
I'm sorry.
Romance scam, bullshit artist. Where do I go? Where are my stories?
Yeah. pull a 10 out of petty cash and run down to the erotica store. get a book. I really
need some help with this.
A book.
I go, well, if allowed to, absolutely.
Of course.
She goes, you such a naughty, sexy guy. I got the fun scammer back.
Finally.
I go, only because I love you. So would I be allowed? She goes, only if I will be able to suck that thing in me.
Whoa.
What?
What?
I know what she meant. Don't you ruin my fun.
You know what? How is that even physically possible?
No.
I think it was my penis in her mouth.
Suck it in. Like she's like a Hoover. She's just going to suck
it. Don't ruin it.
Could you repeat the phrase, please?
If only I will be able to suck that thing in me. And again, I howled in my living room. Wow. With a Woody this time.
You want to write in porn?
Oh, my God. That's great. Suck that thing in me.
That's like confusing porn.
That is so confusing.
What, you don't think a woman would say that? I can lick her if she can suck that thing in me.
Oh, could you just say, I'm confused about my sexuality. What, do you think you're gay? No, I don't know what the fuck I want to do. Talking about.
I'm not sure where I am geographically.
Yeah. What the hell I'm talking about.
Let's go over the topography.
You're ruining the love.
Sorry, it's so funny.
You know what I was just going to say? I was going to make a joke. I want to take it in the back. And she
That's
literally
hers!
Said that.
That's hers.
She literally said that. I thought, holy cow, she actually said that. She's a step ahead of me.
I know.
Maybe she should be second mic. She's certainly contributed more to the show lately.
To touch my down.
I don't like you making fun of my girlfriend.
I'm sorry.
With phrases like that, maybe you have a point. I gotta step it up.
I know.
A little bit more of that midnight oil, yeah.
It was funny.
That's so
really, yes.
By the way, yeah. This is not even the thing from last week, and we're getting there where I was sitting here, and you fucking howled, and I howled.
Oh,
and I couldn't tell you. We're
damn.
Getting there.
Oh, no. I'm wondering where we're going to get to that thing.
I guess you are a naughty and sexy gal. I like it. She goes, I have 5 minutes remaining. My time is up.
Wow!
It's like one of those corner girls that you like in the
That's
booth.
That's what she wrote?
Yeah. Yes!
Yes! Our time is up. Go outside to make an appointment with Dolores.
Or Mavis
week.
Or Mabel or...
or whoever the hell, yeah.
No, I meant like the therapist. Our time is up here.
That's
so
funny.
Then we have some... Then we have some niceties back and forth. I go, now my mind running wild with thoughts of you. Going to be a hard day. huddle a ho.
Yeah, really.
Okay. So 4:55 last Tuesday, Pip Helix is on her way.
Yes,
Agnes is calling because whenever I need to do shit, Stupid's there.
Who, me? Besides that, she was calling.
I was like, wait, I'm on my way. I'm not there.
So a little bit of small talk. I don't read that anymore. She goes, what are you working on? I go, comedy stuff for Becky, because I knew Pip was going to be here soon. Mm-hmm. So I got to, I need an excuse. She asked me to make some of her new jokes a nice, I fucking type like her, a bit funnier. She has an audition for TV, and she wants me to help her. She'll be here later to go over it. With everything that was going on, I was not in the mood to be funny, but now I have a new energy about me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, thank you, my love. I go, no reason to thank. It's true. Love you. She says, love you more. I say, yuck. So, you were saying you wanted to write a script for when we met. What did you have in mind, my love?
Ah.
Is that what you want? She says. I go, well, you brought it up before. I thought that is what you wanted. Yes, I want it. But right now, you've got to finish what Becky wanted.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, she's pretty liberal.
All right, started off. She goes,
Finish off Becky and then come back to me.
Well, we've established I can have sex for money.
Apparently.
She is in need of it. I go, she's not as important as us. I can put it aside for a bit for you. I've been working all day. Oh, darling, she is your best friend. Remember, please help her. I go, she's not my best friend. She's a protege. She is a friend. If you do not wish to write what you wanted to before, that is cool. Just tell me. Please don't take it hard, she says.
but Becky will.
I haven't gone there yet with Becky. I only want you to help your friend, too. You said it was really important for her. She's very considerate for somebody trying to get my money.
I know, really.
I go, I know, I have it under control. I've been working on it all day, so a break with you would have been worth it. Besides, there are things I need her input on before I continue.
Okay.
Input.
Hey,
it
input.
Was dirty,
wasn't it? Yes, input.
I need her input.
Where do you want to start from? Have you submitted the roller coaster? Remember, this is the fucking porn when I was in Hershey Park that I said we did a porn.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Months ago, over the summer, fucking August, this bitch is still holding on to the dream.
We're still going to finish this damn porn, and I'm going to make money.
I go, no, they are waiting, but if I quit, then I might not have to finish it. She goes, maybe we can continue that. I go, I don't understand. This morning you wanted to focus on us. That is work. This would be for fun. We can focus on work and love, but your work is more fun. It comes in with love. I go, but I hate my job. So where do we leave off? She's back.
Oh, no, you bastard. Oh,
from the roller? That's all she remembers about this thing, that we had sex on the roller.
I wish she'd finish the roller coaster one.
Maybe one day, Joe, but I'm stringing her along. I'm scamming her, stupid. I can't give her... I'm sorry it's not going as quickly as you would like, so it could be over like your awful relationship.
Oh, wow.
There's still hope.
It's over. Unless I fucking get in there and get
and
you back.
Why am I sitting here bummed when you said that?
I know
why
the
don't
pace.
I just say fine? What's going on?
Joe, I won't judge. I know the pace. I go, you really want to write for work, don't you? She goes, I want to make everything possible for us to meet. So you want me to continue even though the priest tells me I should stop? Just for us to meet. After we can forget that. You said we can be able to meet without writing the scripts, and now I'm saying we can write, then we are finally together. We stop. No, I know. I just hate my job, and it is wrong. We will meet without it, but it will take longer. I know. I love you, she says. I love you. I hate myself for writing smut. I am torn.
No, you don't.
She goes, let's take it as if we are both in together. Don't look down on yourself. I go, the priest has influenced me. Your pleas for me to turn to Jesus has influenced me. It is not a godly pursuit. She goes, I know, honey. But let's do this once and for all. We will stop when we get when we got the tickets.
Yeah.
I go, okay. I guess I need to wrap my head around it. She goes, I thought we were over with that. I am, honey. I just need to gather myself. I will need to have a drink to get in the mood.
Oh, boy.
She goes, oh, don't. Please. Hun, it makes the pain from my dirtiness go away a bit. It will be fine. A little drink won't hurt.
Yeah, gosh. You really shouldn't drink.
She goes, gosh, yeah. I will make you lick me every day if that will make you stop drinking. And then I fucking howled.
Gosh.
I got my wife over there behind me. Pip Helix is over here. This comes across my screen, and I'm laughing like an asshole, and I can't share it. And I have to hold it a week.
And you can't tell anybody for various reasons.
Again, let me repeat. Gosh. I will make you lick me every day if that will make you stop drinking. Like she's a fucking frog that you get a high off of.
Maybe she is.
Trading in bourbon for fish, are you?
Great. Oh, God, I would not have been able to contain myself if you told me what she just said when I walked in last week.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, I mean, I put in a lot of bullshit, but I mine some really good shit out of
that. That's amazing.
I like this one. Whoever this one is.
Whoever this one is, this is the clever one who's like...
Yeah, you got a different one this week.
Yeah.
This one's fun.
This one's good.
This is the one that I was talking to when I was cooking rice and my daughter was sitting across from me and my parents were coming in.
That's right.
I go, wow. She goes, LOL. Just joking, bitch. I go, damn, you got me sober for a second, LOL.
Really?
She goes, LOL, I'm only joking. I go, that's a shame. She goes, why do you say that? Do you really want to lick me?
duh!
Here's the thing, and a person who's very familiar with these scammers, who I won't reveal her name, who I've been talking to, said that, and it makes sense, African women have a very different stance on sex and sexuality than Western women do.
Okay.
So I don't think there's all that foreplay and the licking and all that stuff.
Right.
I think it's like wham, bam, let's scam a man.
Yeah.
You know what?
Okay.
I think sex is something you do quickly.
Right.
And roughly.
Okay. And so this person's like, really? You wanna?
It makes no sense. They probably think it's like dirty.
Probably. And they're probably like, ew, you gross pig.
Yeah. Really? I mean... But, yeah, I mean, listen, if the scammer looked like who she's pretending to be,
yeah,
I'll fucking give it a shot. I'm a team player.
You go to the
as long as the real one doesn't have to fucking talk. Yeah. I think I'd rather talk to the scammer.
Yeah, really.
To quote Joe, she makes it roll up like a party horn. And the Joe's talking about his mother-in-law, and I'm talking about a hot chick. Same fucking thing.
Oh, well, then there's this money, and look, guys, I left the house.
This bitch needs a script. Julie Love needs a fucking script.
Oh, it's
I don't know
awful.
If she can read it, but she needs it.
She needs one.
Anyway. She goes, why do you want to say that? Do you really want to lick me?
Yeah.
I go, you look delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, you look like a hotcake.
You turned into a pancake.
But no, remember, but hold on, remember.
She was all about the baked goods.
But remember the old one was? That's why I came up with the fucking bakery thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the one who I was dealing with had no idea what I was talking about. That's why I said last night, I go, I'm confused. Remember last week I said, I think I'm not sure what's going on, but I can't tell you right now.
I know. Okay, because there was a whole thing about, wasn't there like cream filled something or other?
That was
like,
me.
Oh, that was you. Okay, I can't remember what part they said, but there was a whole bakery theme.
No, she had like a whole bunch of baked goods. She even wanted to have a sex scene in the oven. I think she's a Nazi.
Wait, so now you're
I guess they had two different. I guess it's different people, but,
but
why would you want to do? But why would you want to do that on their end? You want somebody that knows the story. Why would you delegate?
Because I'm exhausting. That's why there's two of you here. One of you couldn't handle this shit.
That's a very good point.
It's the only type I make, sir.
Yeah, now you're a hotcake. I love
this. No, but my character is very exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
But as we've talked about off air, very realistic.
I could just I could just see the one guy, I'm going home, I'm going home. Don't worry, my friend. He does that to his own people. Does it to his own staff.
When the fuck did this African turn into a guy that takes your or takes the thing at the lottery ticket at the 7-Eleven? When did that happen, Joe?
They're exhausted.
I'll tell you what, if it's not a Bugs Bunny boy, show's lost.
Yeah.
It takes a team on two continents.
Yeah, really.
They're all exhausted.
All fucking networked in. Assholes on. All right, here we go.
Hey, Kate, we're talking to them behind your back. We're exhausted. Yes, us too.
So I go, LOL, big capital LOL. She goes, yes, you are. I go, I love you. You make me laugh. And she does. I like this character.
That's funny.
One I could talk to a long time. This one I'm happy to talk to because it's fucking hilarious.
Me talk you long time.
Yes! I'm willing to play your reindeer games. All right. She goes, I love you too. 3:37 a.m. our time, Wednesday morning.
Wow.
How are you doing?
You're up that early?
No, she's fucking writing to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then later on that day, then in the afternoon, I write, respond, just working, how come I can't see you online? She's on a phone. Oh, wait, this is Wednesday. Do you have anything for Wednesday?
No. Okay. Everything starts later.
Okay. So you go, are you borrowing your friends? Oh, did you get those calling cards?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to deal with that later. Are you borrowing your friends again, or is that yours? She goes, it belongs to my friend. Cool, snap a picture and send it to me, I say. Cool, stupid.
Yeah.
What outfit do you want?
Yeah, I know. What do you got?
She goes, I can't attach it on Facebook. I can connect to computer when I go to a cafe. I meant email to my email address, which she could do from the phone. She goes, if you're going to go to the cafe, take a picture of you in front of the Samaritan Hotel. That would be cool. Now, remember, I was talking to my friend, and I've always been able to find, I can track a city that somebody is emailing me from. You can find out the IP address of the city. My friend, who deals with these scammers much more than I do, and actually consoles the shattered.
Yeah.
She was able to get it down to the Samaritan Hotel.
Whoa.
Or a little cafe around there.
Wow.
Yeah. I go, that would be cool. She goes, why don't you wait when I go to cafe? I go, okay. That's why I said send a picture of you in front of the Samaritan Hotel. It is right by the cafe. She goes, I'm not there from far from me. There are so many cafes around and can't pick a taxi. They don't have cash. Okay. I go, okay, I thought you were by there. Some old emails of yours were from there. Plus, I looked at that place when I came to town but did not stay there.
Oh, that's a nice detail.
She goes, oh, I went to a party there with my late husband. I go, hun, you sent me several emails from there. She goes, are you talking about the pics or what? Don't understand. I go, no, you sent me emails from the cafe by the hotel. She goes, I'm totally confused. I go, when you first started writing me, you sent me emails from the cafe by the Samaritan. That is the you used to talk to me at. That is the you who used to talk to me, isn't it?
Or was that somebody else on the team and you don't remember?
She goes, I'm lost. I'm not there. And now you said I wrote you from there. I go, never mind. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking.
Yeah.
I go, never mind. It's not worth trying to figure out. So what are you doing today? Nothing much. And have you been able to finish what your friend needed? Yeah, she's pleased. Have you started looking for a new job? I wrote some letters to some companies as a cleaner. Although I'd be very lucky to have you, let me know if you need a reference letter or something. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you think my beauty will get me a job?
Yes, because they need beautiful girls scrubbing the toilets.
I do.
There's an app for that.
I go, so you think you're beautiful, do you? I go, kind of full of yourself, aren't you? LOL. Yeah,
you
yes,
it.
I did. Wow. I'm a dick in real life and fake. I go, well, I don't know what beauty has to do with cleaning unless they like seeing a nice bum when you bend over to take out the trash.
Well, yeah.
I think your work ethic and determination will play more of a role in you getting a job. Do you use your looks a lot to get what you want? She goes, you said they will be lucky to have me, and I asked you what you think my beauty will get me a job. I said, my opinion was based on your personality, not your looks. I work with beautiful women all the time. To me, the turn on is somebody beautiful on the inside. Not really. I hate people. No. She goes, I guess you misunderstand me. I gotta go. I go, I guess, what'd you mean? Bummer. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thursday. Joe, you got anything?
No.
All right. 1:33 a.m.
All over the place.
That's what I'm thinking. There's a fucking team.
Yeah.
Love you.
Hit and run.
10:16 a.m. I go, you were up early. Is everything okay, love? Friday, 12:51 a.m.
Wow.
She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm good. Later on, I go, I'm good. I miss you, too. You've been up very early. Not used to seeing messages from you first thing in the morning. Goes, sometimes I can't go to the cafe. This is in the afternoon now, 4:55. Oh, so where are those messages from? My friend's phone when she is around. This is Friday, by the way. You hang around with your friends at 5 a.m.? She goes, I moved to her house now. I go, oh, wow. When did you move? 3 days ago. She travels sometimes. How come you didn't tell me? That's a big deal. I did not want to worry you with my problems. I'm sorry about that. I go, hun, I am always thinking of you. I want to know what is going on with you. Are you happy at your friend's house? I'm not happy, but when I ask you for help, you will think I'm only asking for money. That's why I did not want to talk about it.
Interesting.
I go, that's not fair. How come you are not happy? She goes, I feel I'm depending on her and I can't get to do things on my own. I asked for her phone. She sometimes helped me with Michael, that's her son, and now I'm in her apartment. I go, this will just be temporary till my money starts coming in or you land a cleaning job. Which friend is this? The one who I use her phone. I meant, what is her name? Stupid. She goes, don't you know her? She goes, I go, did you tell me her name?
It's like, are we playing games? Well, yes, we
Gifty.
Are. Oh, we heard this name before.
I've never heard Gifty before.
Yeah,
Gifty.
I think so.
Gifty, like what she wants me to give her.
Yeah. Really? No, that's familiar.
I go. Never heard you mention her, and I didn't recall it, but maybe she did. Hopefully I can call you on the phone next week. Guess not. Anyway. She goes, okay. I go, unless you don't want me to. I want you to, babe. I go, is Ifty the friend who used to go to her house to use the computer? She goes, yeah. I go, cool. So maybe we can do a video call next week.
Yeah.
Laugh a lot. Why would I use a phone if a computer is there? Her computer is broke down. I go, oh, what's wrong with it? I fixed a couple of computers before.
Oh, boy.
I have not.
No.
Liar.
I certainly am.
Pants on fire.
She said some wine entered it.
Some what? Wine entered it.
Apparently the wine was looking for a new home.
The wine entered it.
I go, she spilled wine on it? She is worse than me, LOL. Does it still turn on? No, it doesn't. Totally damaged. I go, is it sticky? She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, to the touch from the wand, you pervert. She never took it to a repair. I go, can you open it up? By the way, if she can open it up,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to tell her to do.
I know.
But I'm completely like, fucking, let's just throw the Hail Mary and see what the fuck happens. She goes, laugh a little, I can't, not good at it. Okay, where are you now? Oh, you were at the cafe. I hate when you leave. She goes, I hate it too. Well, I guess we need to work towards the day when our time is not up. Then we go to Saturday. Joe, you got anything for Saturday?
No.
All right, Saturday. Anybody? I go to anybody get back to you on your cleaning job? 7:48 a.m. No, not yet. I told you life is not easy. Don't I know it? Have you thought about maybe being a receptionist at one of the oil companies in Ghana? Now, the reason I bring this up, Agnes Ariti, this girl's name. There's another Agnes Ariti on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Heavy set black girl, as you would imagine, in Ghana, who is is human resources at Sage Oil Company.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Just want to fucking just throw it out there.
Just see what she says.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
My obsessiveness pays off. Fucking creep. Fucking stalking all these people. I'm dreaming about them. Yuck.
What the hell does he do all day?
Yeah, really.
I'm scared. Yeah.
She goes, but I don't have certificates. I go, don't need a certificate. Pretty sure you can type. You can use a computer. You can answer the phone. You have a winning smile. You know the alphabet for life filing. I don't see why you couldn't do that. She goes, I think I'll try it. I only bought 20 minutes and my time is almost up.
All right.
I guess I have to let you go. And then Sunday. Joe, got anything Sunday?
No.
All right. She goes, hello, babe. I go, Akwaba. Remember she taught me aqua means welcome in African.
No, I didn't remember
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. She taught me aquaba.
Good thing I don't have her job.
She goes, hey, you were speaking Ghanaian language. Who taught you that, honey?
Oh, God. You did.
Exactly. Which is what I said. I guess you don't remember. She goes, yeah, I remember now. Yeah, that's the ticket. I go, sure you do. LOL.
And my wife. She goes, I'm a fanchild.
She goes, I miss you so much. I go, I miss you too. You never came back yesterday. You know money is the problem. I know. I know the average Ghanaian makes about $5 a day, U.S. dollars a day.
Look at you, Mr. Encyclopedia.
Because I watched Jungle Gold on the Discovery Channel.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So I knew that's what the average Ghanaian makes.
Yeah.
She goes, you know I don't have a job. I go, what happened at the orphanage?
Yeah.
I told you I'm going to stop working. I need to look for a job for me to money. I thought you would keep that job until you found something else. She goes, no, I couldn't. I go, why? I need to earn some income because you're not trying to help me, and I need to do something to
there
get
there it is! There it is!
Woo, woo! Finally.
It took a couple days.
Yeah, it did.
A couple of days.
Yeah, you're not trying to help me because I
hey, cut and paste don't come for free, stupid.
Yeah, I left the orphanage. I don't have anything else, any other way to support myself, and I'm living in my friend's apartment, and I feel ashamed about it because I left my job. Idiot.
How will I react?
I don't know. Let's see.
I go, I am not trying to help you? ? Really? ? Okay, if you say so, I think our conversation is about over.
Oh, our time is done here.
She goes, no! No, honey! No. Please don't get it twisted!
I need that money!
What I meant is, if the divorce is not over, it'll be hard for you to help me. I go, just because I don't tell you everything, it does not mean I am not working on things. Quite frankly, I do not like the accusation.
Oh,
well,
boy.
I've never.
Well, good day, my dear.
She goes, good sorry, day. Babe, I promise never to say that again. Meanwhile, she goes, what a touchy son of a bitch.
I know.
I love you, but you should at least update me on everything. Why? Why? I am working on things. When I update, you just get a very single-minded and it overtakes every conversation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, honey. I understand you now. I go, fine. I go, do you like having all the Chinese men in Ghana?
What?
There's a lot of Chinese manus in Ghana.
Oh.
Jungle Gold. Friday nights, Discovery Channel.
Oh.
She goes, I don't understand. I go, there are a lot of Chinese in Ghana right now for all of the gold. She goes, yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, flip. When did I say that in
the script? Stupid Discovery Channel.
Are they making a railroad?
That's our protesting Discovery Channel.
Yes, I know.
So tell me, what are your plans? I go, you never answer my question. You said, do I like having all the Chinese men in Ghana? That sounds really dirty. I go, right. What was the yeah to you liking having them there? Yeah, is for the gold thing. The gold thing. The thing where she was fucking trying to get me.
Yeah. What gold?
I go, are they nice? She goes, never got close to any. Good answer. She keeps losing connection. I go, ugh, I hate that. I can't wait for the day when we do not need to rely on the internet to talk. She goes, our lips will be touching each other.
Oh.
His bullshit goes off them. I go, I like when you talk like that. She goes, LOL. Well, I go, why is that funny? She goes, no. I go, what? No. She goes, you are too sexy. You're damn straight I am. And I go, you are a goddess. She goes, really? I go, of course. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. If there's one thing I am, it's honest. I go, sometimes you make me get lost in thoughts, which is a good thing. Though you are physically stunning, I think it is your heart that I love most. At this point, it would not matter what you look like, as I would love you no matter what. I said that to her.
Sorry.
She goes, I love you so much.
And ugh, oh, all this love.
Yeah, I know. And it's like,
I know you guys hate this shit, but it always goes someplace, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like, oh, you love me even if I love
you. Oh, it's just the two people just bullshitting each other.
Oh, I know.
All right. I go, my heart skips beats when you are online with me. She goes, oh, really? I go, yes. Do you doubt me? She goes, I don't doubt it. I'm happy to know you feel the same way about me. Honey, how's your wife and kids?
What? Wait a minute. What? See, this is what makes me think that it's a dude. This person is
very
so
uncomfortable.
Yes. Talking about anything.
There's no licking and sticking with this one. No,
there's no licking and sticking. It's like as soon as it gets uncomfortably close to the licking and sticking area, it's like, how's the wife?
Well, because homosexuality is a crime. Is illegal in Ghana.
Oh.
Yep.
Remember, this one doesn't like homosexuals. We established that very early.
Yeah, I know.
And then
that.
I said, neither I do that. I, and I was going to, I was so upset I was going to see a play in New York. Remember that?
Because it's rife with homosexuals.
I go, I am trying to work on things with my kid. It is getting a bit better. Thank you for asking. I go, did you ever write to Rosa?
Oh.
Now, Rosa was a little hotsy-totsy who was in my lawyer's, the receptionist at my new lawyer, who was constantly hitting on me.
Right.
And I, you know, she finally decided that she, after the, she decided that, that she gave me the idea of being a blow-up doll would not work.
That was outrageous.
She finally wrote to Rosa, except she couldn't fucking type properly, and it kept on coming back, mailer demon. And Rosa,
they got a mailer demon.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I go, did you ever write to Rosa? She goes, question mark?
Oh, yes. No, this one doesn't remember Rosa.
I go, you don't recall? She goes, maybe I've forgotten. So how long will, how long will we go like this? At this point, I'm like, enough. I can't. I'm out. I don't want to deal with, really? Are we going to do this again? I'm willing to cut you free. I've got all I can get out of you.
No, that was the one that pushed you over the edge. You pushed away from that
because
table.
Because Rosa was such a big fucking deal,
a big deal.
And it wasn't that long ago.
And she's like, what?
She goes, I remember that woman that wants to get you from me.
Oh, okay.
I go, yes. She goes, the receptionist. I go, yes. I go, has she stopped bothering you? I go, well, I did not see her on Thursday at the lawyer. She was homesick. Before that, I don't know if bothering is the word. Now, remember, last week when we were having our fight, I did go out with somebody.
You banged some broad, didn't
I did
you?
Bang some broad.
Yeah.
We never revealed who that is.
Mm. Nope.
The big reveal.
She goes, if I write her, she might use it against us in the court because you bounce her for another. I go, but you said you tried in the past to write her. I don't know.
The fun.
You bounce her for another.
She goes, I go, well, if she wants to hurt me, she has other ways.
Oh.
Though she would risk losing her job by saying anything.
Oh, good.
She goes, I tried writing her, but I got nervous for both of us. I go, why'd you get nervous? Because maybe she could hurt you. Well, if she says anything, it will cost her job. I guess it does not matter anymore. She got what she wanted. Forget about Rosa.
Oh!
Rose is gone.
Fire.
She got what she wanted.
And Rosa was out sick. I wonder what plot twist might happen.
Oh, I don't know. I hope she wasn't staring nervously at the stick she just peed on. Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Pregnancy.
It's a pregnancy.
Test.
Oh! Well, perhaps. We'll see. We'll see.
She just went out and got some rocks and sticks and
stuff. We had a week where it was fucking calm in the Rosenblatt waters.
Yeah, no,
might be time to chop it up a little bit.
Not anymore.
She goes, okay, what about your accountant? I banged him too.
Wait, she's just completely glossing over that.
Yes.
Totally missed the cues.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I went to Staten Island as I promised. His office was destroyed in the storm. Two trees fell on his building. He's in the Cayman Islands right now, probably visiting Romney's money. I don't know when he's coming back, but I've tried to reach him on the islands, but thus far I've been unsuccessful. I will continue to try. Babe, don't you have a little cash on you? Like 200 or 100?
No, you're kidding.
No. You could send it to Ishmael, the 20-year-old who works at the orphanage with her.
No.
Yes.
Jesus.
I go, we've been over this. I'm being watched very closely. I can't send anything anywhere right now. This is why I need my accountant. I gotta say, I'm not comfortable dealing with some 20-year-old friend of yours. Oh, okay, babe. For quick cash, we can try the naked pictures of you.
There we go.
For more substantial cash, we can write your movie. Or we can wait for my accountant or my divorce to be finalized. Plenty of money in the offing.
There you go.
Just need to be patient. Or naked. Whichever you prefer.
No, you didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes.
Naked, which you prefer. That's a t-shirt.
All right. So, let's talk about it later. My time is up.
Wow.
That's the way she abruptly leaves it?
Yeah.
Because she's being overloaded.
It's like, what? Naked pictures? What? Gotta go.
My time is up.
My time is up.
Bye. Gotta go. Bye. So, yeah.
Wow.
And then she dropped the line early this morning, but it was nothing really. Just how am I doing? Whatever. I didn't respond.
Okay.
So that's pretty much where we've left off. So now you guys have heard what's been going on the past week. Now you can give me all your thoughts.
Oh, well, I have been.
Well, the old writer's back.
Yeah.
The old scammer writer's back. There was definitely
there was a changing of the guy. Get out of the way, stupid. You're ruining it. Yeah. What a real pro. Hotcakes.
Maybe he was on vacation. And came back and goes.
Maybe they went out to Atlantis.
How do you go? How you go with stupid over there? What you? Hosh, you're fired.
Yeah. Your company's computer guy, move.
Yeah.
Sat down, started taking back over.
So that's what I've been working on. Do you like the twists and turns?
Yeah, very much.
I've completely rebooted the relationship.
Oh my god, I can't believe that you went from doing the passive aggressive. Well, my ex used to do this. My ex used to do that. You dick.
We're back in love.
And now you're back. Oh, kissy kissy. Oh, love, love.
But I really did fucking snap. I'm like, really? You don't know?
I get to see you. Like, oh, I'm not coming out.
It's like, Joe, could you send me? I didn't get the story. Really? I sent it to you three fucking times. Really?
And you can hear that really tone over the email too, by the way.
Can you?
Really?
Once in a while, the real me, like the real snark, comes in.
No, all the time. I can hear it. It's funny. When did you get some?
Well, actually,
I'm very excited.
When have I ever? Like, but anyway, no, I'm sending out
nobody with a pulse.
Well, I was concerned. I was concerned about Mavis. I haven't had a chance. Mavis never got back to me, so I figured I would put out a feeler. Now, the last time I heard anything from her was back on November 6th, and I'm just going to read what she wrote. She said, "How are you doing, Dick? I am so happy you were able to email me. I am worried about you. I wish I was with you. Maybe I could have done something about your hand. I am so scared."
Like what, put it on a breast?
Well, no, because my arm was in a sling.
Yeah, with the leeches.
Usually my ass is in it. But I just want you to know that there is someone out there, period, there, who loves you, and I want to be with you, Dick. I love you because you make me look forward to each day. You're my everything and dream come true. There are no words to express what I feel for you. There are no songs as beautiful as the music that fills my soul when I hear your voice. There at Boy
Speak. Your voice?
Yeah.
Which she's never heard.
Yeah. Well, she's reading off this bullshit book she's got.
No!
Yeah.
No, Joe. It's from the heart. It's others that steal their words and put them up 4 years ahead of time.
There you go.
It's from the heart. Heartscammers.com.
There you go.
There are no roses as lovely as your smile. Really?
What?
Have you ever seen
guy?
Roses with fucking teeth on them?
Yeah, I did in Little Shop of Horrors.
What are your teeth, little thorn?
Feed me, stupid! Feed me cash!
That's funny.
Are your teeth little thorns?
Nothing moves me like you do. You were the very...
You're like a bowel movement.
Thanks.
X-Lax.
Curry, X-Lax of relationships.
There you go. You were the very air that I breathe. The very love that I need, my heart, my soul, my everything. The sweetest of my memories come when I think of you. I remember the very first day you wrote me. I could not believe I was talking to a lovely man as you. Really? With all that shit I showed towards you? I pinched myself.
Have you Googled this shit?
Huh?
You got to Google this and find out where it's coming from.
Yeah, because that
that's coming from her dad.
Oh, of course it is. Sorry.
Well, you know, Mavis and Agnes are friends. They're very gifted writers.
Oh, look at how offended he looks.
He looks like he always does, like he's fucking nuts.
You can't tell me no. You can't tell me no.
Have a leech suck, you stupid.
You can't tell me. Who else but my beloved would come up with this stuff?
Mr. Whiskers.
Really? For a moment, I believed I was in heaven. I even danced to the music the angels were singing. Oh, Jesus
God.
Christ.
Oh, come on.
But the thing is, somebody's writing this seriously somewhere. They should be shot.
There's a workshop.
Yes, there is.
A stink shop.
Don't you have dick jokes to sling? Leave these people alone. They're making the world a better place as opposed to you, who just points out the awfulness of it.
That's true. At least I am not. Upon opening my eyes, I realized I was not in heaven, but that an angel had came down to earth just for me. Love you, Dick, and my lovely kitty, Mavis. Now, that's where we left off, so I haven't heard... So I haven't heard anything, and I'm like, well, I better get up there. So basically, I wanted to explain to her why, you know, it's been a while and stuff like that I haven't written to her.
He took a bullshit break.
Right. So I wrote, Mavis, I've been so upset that I've not been able to write you. I have a small amount of battery life left in my computer, and I want to spend it writing to the one thing that is getting me through this tragedy we are going through. No. First, the fact that Davin's wife and child are okay is such great news.
That's right. They were missing in the storm.
He cried when he heard his daughter was safe, but not so much when he heard about his wife.
Wow. That's a horrible thing.
Sounds strange to me.
Oh, my daughter. Oh, my wife.
Essentially. Sounds
terrible.
Strange to me. But I wish them all the best.
Well, she wouldn't let me go to Atlantis.
Yeah, well,
take that back.
I will be back at my place in December. I am so glad I hate sleeping on this couch at my friend's house. My arm has not been doing too good. I can't get in touch with Dr. Wawen Chow, as I think he might have been deported.
That's new.
That's good.
I guess he'll be in touch. He needs some money.
Yeah, right? And worse yet, he may have been a fraud.
No. I like that. I like that.
And if good. That's the case, I'll be pissed. How could anybody lie and take advantage of somebody who is in pain? And it's disgusting.
Hey, Kerry's taking a page out of my playbook. That's right.
This is really good. This is really good. How could you take advantage of somebody?
I'll right. tell you what. Nice. If Richard's smart, there might be a lawsuit in the offing.
Right. So basically, I'm leaving Bigfoot because she might go, uh-oh, he's on to me. Then I hit her with this. I did get good news. My lawyer says my wife's estate will be settled in January, and I could start to rebuild my life, one that I want you to be part of.
Oh, okay.
Nice little
nice.
Touch. Right. Put a clock on it like the troops withdrawing from Afghanistan.
Yeah, right. I have been having sporadic cell phone service, so I have not heard from Johnny Carstairs, which I guess is now, for now, is a good thing. My job is on hold as the car dealership had 5 feet of water. It was so bad that my boss, Mr. Bix, almost drowned between the dealer backdrop, lights, and a Buick.
I don't know if they'll understand what that means, but that's hilarious. Yeah. This
is like the backdrops and the light. Mr. Whiskers is doing well and says meow and wagged his tail when I and wagged his tail when I told
how
him I was
any
you.
Fucking scammer with self-respect just even like this person's fucking nuts.
Why am I talking to this nut?
Really after the 35 minutes of insanity that you
no no here's doing? The here's the difference between you and me. I have a complicated life, but it's all based in very real circumstances. You got a fucking cat that says meow. Which well, is what a cat would say, but not as a greeting to somebody who they don't know.
If he's looking, if he's watching me typing and I'm typing and he looks and goes, meow, Mr. yes, I'm writing to Mavis.
Mr. Whisker says meow.
Who's more absurd, Pip Helix?
Oh, you know, I don't even know how to judge
that.
Oh,
he's you've said even that he's more
no,
absurd.
No. It's in general. But he's starting to come around and make sense.
The drugs
life.
That he, wait, the drugs him, that made him saw the rainbow grass.
I know. Let him finish, and then I'll address that.
He's coming back to quote unquote rationality.
Right. Well, yeah.
Mr. Whiskers is doing well, and he says meow.
Right. I wasn't going to put him to sleep. Settle down, stop.
And wagged his tail when I told him I was writing you. We celebrate Thanksgiving this week, and I wrote a Thanksgiving poem.
Here we go.
Thanksgiving, a day I love. Thanksgiving, we give thanks to you, Lord above. Thanksgiving, a day for turkey, stuffing, and more good food. Thanksgiving, I wish I was there with you. Love, Dick Eldorado.
You know what we gotta do, Joe? You know what we gotta do?
Oh, that was horrible.
You know what we gotta do, Joe? You gotta collect all these poems, de-horse shit. You gotta put them all on one document, and I gotta put them up on the website.
We already did a blog, the Writings of Dick Eldorado.
Oh, we did.
Did we? But all of them?
Not all of them.
Well, maybe we'll
form the collected works.
Maybe we'll put them online so some other fucking the worst scammer ever can use it. Right.
The collected works of Dick Eldorado.
Right.
But these are great twists because not only like doing the things like setting her up, okay, here's where the money's going to come in.
No, that was a good move.
Yeah.
Because you have that one line, fuck you. Hold on. All right. Maybe I'll stick around.
It's different than me. I go, fuck you. And they beg to come back.
I know.
Because I want her to think I'm this lonely, loser, lunatic that's coming into
so just be honest.
Shit pile of I'm about to go into the difference that's about to come into a shit pile of money.
All right. There's the difference. Fake Joe has a light at the end of the tunnel. Oh. Real Joe just has a fucking train coming at him.
And he's still picking leeches off of himself.
Now I have my other scammer. There was the other scammer that what this person did, her name is Charity. And what Charity did was she sent a link on – there's a comics a comedy college link or something like that.
Yeah, what is this?
What do we call the
what's
comedy.
The scammer?
The scammer is this person that wants me to send money to her for her father. I'll read what she wrote me when I got back to her. So she wrote
you got to read the presentation, the scam.
That's what I'm going
to
write.
Oh, okay, you said you're going to read what you wrote to her.
No. I read what she wrote to me.
Okay.
All right. Now this is from November 6th as well. Hello, my
busy
dear.
Busy day for Richard.
Yeah.
Let me read it from the beginning. Hold on.
Please, Phil. Joe was looking through his notes and forgot to highlight everything.
Okay. Basically, what she originally wrote me is, dearest one, I know you will
be... Wait, out of the blue.
This was actually on... the way.
You got to set this up a little bit.
All right. Basically, what it is that there is a website that we have that usually the Island Comics, we get some stuff. It's called Stand Up University. All right. Stand Up University is one of the comedy schools that they have on the island. There's also a website, Stand Up U, where they send us information on shows and this, that, you know, something that would be interesting to comics. This scammer infiltrated it.
Oh.
And it went out to all the comics.
Usually okay. It's a booker that ruins it.
Yeah, right. And basically what she's trying to do is scam us on this, like, a deal where you send her money.
And she'll give you stage time?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Isn't that the felt one you guys usually fall for?
Right. So basically this is the deal. I wrote to her. She wrote back. Dearest one, I know you will be surprised to receive this email, especially as we have not met before. I wish to inform you about my desire to seek assistance from you with the belief that you will help me successfully. But first about myself. I am Miss Charity Mary Amaru. I'm 23 years old from Ivory Coast. My father's name is Chief Phillips Amaru.
You got a chief.
She was, yeah.
I love his television.
He is very wealthy in gold, cocoa, and metal, based in Abidjan, respectively. I was his only daughter. My mother died when I was still very small.
The tragedy.
So here
I'll tell you what. There's no fucking lifespan in these countries.
No.
Everybody's fucking dying.
He's got a fucking story.
Except for the ones that call us.
Yeah, right.
They fucking live on forever.
So my father took me so special. What the fuck? Because I am motherless. Well, you met a mother now.
you had another mother in your life.
A real mother. My father brought me up single-handedly.
What, did the alligator get the other arm?
Single-handedly, I brought her up.
You guys are mean.
I'm going to bring up this girl with my hand.
You know, this girl is on this message board in a foreign country pouring out her heart.
Sniffle.
And you guys are skeptical.
Pricks.
Yeah. You certainly are.
Single-handedly, I brought this girl up. But my father died during the war crisis in my country. Isn't any war a crisis in my...
Israelis seem to be fine.
In the war crisis in my country on the Ivory Coast. But before my father died, he called me secretly on his sick bed and told me that he kept the sum of $1.6 million. And this wrote, $1,600,000 U.S. dollars. I gotcha. We get it.
Yeah.
In a security company here in the Ivory Coast. Meanwhile, that he used my name as the next that came to deposit the fund. He also said that I should seek for a foreign partner in a country of my choice where I would transfer this money and use it for investment. Please, I am soliciting your kind assistance to help me claim and transfer this money into your account in your country as my guardian, also to help me come over to continue my education.
Does she have a picture?
No.
Oh.
No. She wants one from me, but I'll be getting there.
They always want your picture.
I know. I will compensate you with 25% of the total money. Waiting to hear from you as I am an orphan now and needs your help.
How old is this broad?
Probably 23.
Yeah, 23. She's an orphan.
Really? Come on.
What?
Sell you. Become a prostitute like a real woman.
Oh, God. God.
So, how's it going to go?
So I wrote,
all the people, she's like, and I need your help.
So I wrote back with
that. She doesn't know the comics don't make shit in the States.
Yeah, I know. I wrote back one letter. Charity, my name is Dick Eldorado.
Charity?
Yeah.
That's her name.
It's her name, dude.
I'm sure it is stupid. Right, that's her name, dude. Like, don't fuck with her.
Like, I'm the dick.
Her nickname is bullshit.
Dearest bullshit.
Charity.
BS for sure.
My name is Dick Eldorado.
Really? Same guy?
Yeah.
What happens if they know each other?
That's the chance I have to take. I read your letter and I am in tears over your plight.
Mr. Whiskers wiped his brow.
Yeah. Now we're going to a different angle. You poor thing, I can't believe the suffering you had. Please, please get back to me and let me know how I can help you. With regards and concern, Dick Eldorado.
Serious voice.
So she wrote back, hello, my dear. I appreciate your email.
I would have liked hello my dick better.
Well, I don't know her that well.
I
appreciate your mail. My dear, as I told you in my last mail that I lost my family in the war that broke out in my country. Right now, as I am writing this mail to you, something in me tells me that the time for me to wear a smile has come. I see you as
found an asshole.
Yeah. Well, I see you as a guardian, a savior, a friend, a good Samaritan, and an asshole.
How about somebody who's going to fuck you?
Yeah. Who God will use to wipe away my tears.
Again, with the gun.
I know. Well, I'm using her to wipe my ass. So anyway.
Tim Tebow shaking his head.
That's true. My dear late father, Chief Phillips Amaru, was a politician and international businessman. I want you to assist me.
I'm sorry. Can we just stop you for a second?
Can you see him going to conferences with the headdress and the skirt?
No,
the
wrong Indian, stupid.
But that's not even where I was going in my head. And he was so bright that he stuck you with a situation where you have to get some asshole from America to help you get your money out of the bank.
Yeah. Oh, that's
great financial leader.
Great politician, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want you to assist me to transfer this money to your account. Immediately after the money is transferred into your account, you will help me prepare my traveling documents and air ticket to come over to meet you. Boy, she's a pushy bitch.
Yeah.
I am hoping. Who the hell does she think she is? I am hoping to read your mail that you'll always be there for me, that you'll never betray me. That you will
not this one.
Sorry. That you will not take advantage of me. Wrong again.
Yeah, I had the same fucking hopes.
And will not deceive me. Wrong again. I promise to do you the best I can.
Oh!
Yes!
He certainly is.
Finally. Yeah,
my dear, I need your information such as your full names, age, address, telephone, to forward it to the security company so that it will contact the security company and submit a notification letter to them. To make the change of
Nickels, dimes!
Yeah, lions, tigers, bears. To make the change of beneficiary to your name as my late father's business associate, which I have decided to join and continue my education, and I would like you to keep it secret. Yeah, that's why it's on the internet, stupid. I'm afraid of losing money or my life. I humbly wait for your email with your picture. In my next email, I will send you the deposit documents and the money. All right, so I got back to you. My dear Charity, I am sorry I've not got back to you sooner. You've talked about strife in your country and losing your family, and I feel we're soulmates. We've had a historic weather event where I lived, and my house and grandmother, who was 80 and in a wheelchair, washed out to sea.
Nice! Nice! Everybody loves a drowned grandma! Yeah.
We
I like
could,
that.
We could rolling
like the waves.
Rolling like the waves. We could not make it out of the house in time as the waters from the ocean came in so quick. We put a life preserver and a snorkel around Grandma.
Ah, yes.
But it was too late. We found her 2 days later washed up behind a cabin cruiser.
Poor Grandma.
It sucks to be her, huh?
Too bad she couldn't swim, but she had the snorkel.
But after all that, but I do want to help.
You're a giver, Richard Eldorado.
Yeah. In regards to where it states your full name, which is plural, will it be me or somebody else? If so, who? Also, should I sign it Richard or Dick Eldorado? Should I use my middle name as well, which is Eugene? As for my address, it is now the Atlantic Ocean. Would a P.O. box be okay?
My address is the Atlantic Ocean. I just got that. I'm sorry. I was thinking Dick U. Eldorado.
So, as for my age, I have a birthday coming up. Should I put my age now or when everything goes through? I will try to get a photo, but my camera was lost in the flood and we have not had cell phone service restored yet. Please let me know as soon as possible, as my problems cannot compare to what you're going through and I want to help. Truly, you, Richard Eugene Eldorado.
It's good. It's getting better. You're always better on your second scam.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
I like the snorkel. That was my favorite
part.
Good luck, Grandma. It's a snorkel.
See, you bagged her in your wheelchair to snorkel.
It's time to put this stuff on her.
Couldn't wheel Granny out the door. Couldn't fucking put her on the second floor.
Oh, what is kind of, I had a time to cut her ass upstairs.
No.
When did you send that?
I sent it yesterday.
We haven't heard back yet?
Not yet. No, I even checked my emails to see if I got back. I got nothing from either of my loves.
Meanwhile, this person is going, how can I find the stupidest person?
Luck would have it.
Oh,
I found them.
Luck would have it.
So
there's like a
funny
beacon of stupidity.
I know.
I like that. I have high hopes for that.
Yeah, that's very funny stuff.
I think Mavis is gone.
Yeah.
I think Mavis is gone.
I don't know, because she takes such big
I think she's been hired to work on my case. I think
maybe.
I think they got the full fucking team with me.
Oh, great. Yeah, so I'm going to get the kid?
Yeah.
You know, like I always use that expression where they have to like the kid to work somewhere. Yeah, let the kid take care of it. Have the kid do that.
You got to get the intern.
You know, so you have that. Oh Christ, oh my, I'll take care of it. Have the kid do the other guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The kid. Oh, that's some fun
well done
stuff.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Should we do some drunks in the news and get the fuck out of here?
I would say so.
Yeah, because we
don't want to go too long.
Oh, there was hilarious stuff there, guys. Oh.
We think so.
Wow.
We don't know what others think, but we don't care. All right, we'll do a little drunks in the news and get the fuck out of here.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right. And this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term, because he had over 200 of them, the fucking lush, the diseased fucking lush father of our country that he is.
A lot of time on his hands.
He certainly did. Was We didn't do Cramped. We did Cramped before.
Have we done Cramped? Cramped?
We did Cramped.
You did Cramped.
We did Cramped.
Yes.
This week's is Cherubimical.
So why?
Cherubimical.
Cherubimical.
Cherubimical. Like an angel, but fucked up.
Is that how you say it?
Or Cherubimical? C-H-E-R-U-B-I-M-I-C-A-L. Cherubimical?
Cherubimical?
Remember, he was probably drunk when he wrote it. So.
Most likely, yeah. He was. So you're like, where the hell?
He's like a little angel, but with vomit on him.
Got vomit on his wings.
Got a little vomit on my wing.
Oh, look at him sleeping with his knickers pulled down. I said knickers.
Okay, that's no way to talk.
Wow. You know, in between fighting for turkeys for the United States, he had a lot of time on his hands to come up with these terms.
Joe missed that portion where Pip educated everybody that Benjamin Franklin was pushing for the turkey to be the national bird.
Yes, he was, yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if Kong show up on time, Kong can tribute.
No, Kong knows his history a little bit.
Yes, not current events, but history, sure.
Kong stuck in traffic that I was stuck in before.
Yeah, traffic bad.
Traffic bad.
People leave, go Thanksgiving holiday day early.
Go to a Jet game. Everybody will be leaving early from that.
Mm. Are they going to get their ass kicked?
Shut up, stupid. Ruin my fucking shitty Thanksgiving. So in India, a country where we don't often get our drunks in the news from.
No.
There's a story of these rampaging elephants. And apparently the elephants got hopped up on booze, got drunk. There was a whole like herd of them. But then they weren't happy with just the booze they found.
Any of the elephants call another one a faggot?
No. They're well-behaved there.
Week of comedy? All right, anyway.
Anyway, I'll move on. So the elephants, not completely satiated with the booze they found.
Yes.
Wanted to knock over some more fucking huts and find more booze. My question to you, Pip Helix, is this.
Yes.
What's the difference between a drunken elephant and Joe Curry?
Oh, wow. No, but you know that's how it goes.
No, answer the question. I'm serious with this one. I don't fucking know.
Listen, because when Joe gets drunk, he just needs some pretzels. These elephants just can't stop drinking.
They're alcoholics. Maybe they want to lick me.
Oh, no.
I make you lick me all day. Stop drinking, you stupid elephant.
I'd say fuck you, but no, there's not much. No.
That's what I'm saying.
But just, and believe me, you guys see me when I'm really ripped. I'm like a big, drunken bull elephant.
Big drunken elephant.
I'm looking for more booze. Yeah.
Let me ask you.
I was going to say that this isn't very different from some parties I've been at. There comes a point of drunkenness where people don't realize that the alcohol poisoning level is soon to be had. They just keep looking for more.
Well, you bring up parties. My question is this. If these are college-age elephants,
yes.
will they be throwing their trunks up high and showing us their goods?
They're doing trunk shots.
You know, big is an elephant keg?
You know, they train circus elephants to walk around those balls. You know, they're doing like keg stands, but they're standing on top of a ball.
But that's the next thing. You bring up the circus. Wouldn't the fucking circus be more fun with drunk elephants? Fucking not taking out clowns, knocking out the people on the trapeze and shit. That's a fucking show.
Tent, you know?
Yeah, that's a fucking show. I want to see the drunken elephant circus. Fucking the peanut vendor's like in his fucking trunk and shaking out the peanuts. As I demonstrate with my arm what a trunk would look like.
Yeah, thanks, stupid. We never saw an elephant before.
All right. Looks like I like to call them my college years.
Looks like a baby's arm holding an apple.
In 2007, six wild elephants had to be electrocuted after they went crazy following a rice beer binge.
You know, it's
a little harsh.
How much electricity do you got to put? You might use a shitload of electricity to knock
somebody cook an elephant here.
But it's really terrible. I mean, they had to destroy the elephants because they went so wild. If you could,
these elephants weren't destroyed.
Oh, they weren't.
No, they were. They tried. No, they tried to herd them.
Oh.
But how can you tell if
people went to the diner?
Cheese fries sitting around.
I got some really greasy eggs and sauce.
Talking about the huts used to rumble through.
Could you see, what would you have, hon? You see this trunk, point that, I'll have this. Take that.
Absolutely.
You get potato salad with that.
Yeah. Now, takes the other elephant's coleslaw. You're not eating that.
Would you like peanuts? No, they're not good. We can't have peanuts.
We have an order for 86 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out there.
My question is, how can you tell if an elephant is rampaging or drunk? That could just be a pissed off elephant. It's a good question. Why are we blaming booze? Like the elephants would have been nice and content if they weren't all fucked up?
They broke the seal. They kept stopping to pee like every couple of
days. Yeah, right.
Wow, that fucking neighborhood is gonna reek. Elephant piss on everybody's front yard.
There's two mugs on their tusk.
Fucking walk out to get your newspaper. There's an elephant on your lawn, all passed out.
What did you
this
say?
Is worse than when the hippos washed into our living room.
Oh, God.
Call back.
What did you say was on each tusk?
Two mugs.
Yeah, now I'm picturing like that stupid beer.
Fucking
hat
clashing them. It's an elephant's growl. I don't know. And that's a horror. I can't make noises yet. How big of a drunk tank do you need for a drunk herd of elephants?
Wow. You need a stadium.
Can you imagine trying to make him walk a line? All right. How many eyes? I got? See this
fucking
elephant trying to walk
Snooki
a white line.
Snooki staggers out. That ain't nothing. I'll show you a drunken elephant.
Oh. All right. Pull over. License and registration. Have you been drinking? All right. Trunk behind your back. Come on outside. Let's go.
Walk a straight line.
All right, you two. Trunk to tail, trunk to tail, down the line.
You're the perp walk. An elephant perp walk. Oh, here comes the elephant perp walk.
Oh, that's so
I heard if you get caught one time, they take away your trunk. It's just terrible.
Yeah, really. Oh, it's terrible that they.
No, it's not. It's fucking awesome.
And they savage.
Think about how much better life would be if, like, you didn't know what morning was going to bring, and there was a chance you might your village might be getting attacked by drunken elephants.
Drunken elephants.
That's fucking great. I mean, you like listen. I don't want to hear about you when I was a child. We had to walk both ways to school uphill with drunken elephants attacking us. That's a fucking story.
I'm gonna call to work with that story tomorrow.
Yes, it's a great story.
Drunken elephants rampaged my village, knocked down my house and stomped on my car. I couldn't come to work. Sorry.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
See, it's dangerous. You got to head. That's why you never see happy hour for elephants.
No, you don't. No.
That and they're elephants. And really, what bar is going to fit them in?
Big elephant bar. True. They should have a big place called the elephant bar.
Yeah, it'd be all fat chicks. Who the fuck wants to go there?
You'd be surprised.
Fucking bunch of skinny 90 fucking pound guys hanging out there trying to get scores off the 350 pound. It'd be like 90 pound white guys and fucking black guys. That's
yes,
all that.
Yes, yes, yes. That absolutely would be the whole population.
Sweet.
And, I would just fill the lake up with coffee so they can get mellowed out.
And really wanted to squeeze that one in, did you, Joe? That was one of the written ones.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, stick to the paper. They're going deep on their notes, kids. I claim no responsibility from what you're going to hear. I see them fucking scanning the shit. I think the piece is pretty much done. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. But they're like, well, hold on.
Wait,
there's more.
Hey, elephant, license and registration. It's in the trunk. Get it?
Oh, God.
So fucking stupid.
Wait,
it's funny.
That was kind of awful, but
it's funny.
It happens when you write shit during breakfast.
Do you think Dumbo was fucking drunk? That's why he flew?
No. Absolutely. I think he was more than drunk.
I think he was
high.
Yeah,
he was
high!
In the... Can you imagine? Oh! Intervention with Dumbo?
the other elephants gather around. You know, I think this Timothy's a bad influence.
Yeah. Yeah,
little
really.
Fucking mouse dressed in red. Can't trust him. It's unnatural.
Scary part is there really isn't a Timothy.
What?
There really isn't a Timothy.
No, he's just imagining it.
He's imagining it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's those racist black fucking crows standing up there. I told him not to drink and drive.
So how many of them?
I've never seen an elephant fly.
I've seen an elephant get high, but I've never seen an elephant fly.
So how many of these do you think were pink?
Huh?
Pink elephants. That's the Pip Helix back of the page.
Okay, we gotta go. You know what? I made it through the whole show before I got in the barrel. So I'm very proud.
This
was
really a barrel-free show.
You know, it'd be funny to see if the elephants were seeing pink people.
Joe with the assist.
Thank you, Joe.
Idiots high-fiving like drunken elephants.
We just waved our make-believe trunks at each other. Trunks. That's really sad. Maybe we don't want cameras.
I know they don't.
Trunk slap.
Don't.
Trunk slap.
Oh, God.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We're done.
We're done.
I think we've ruined enough.
We've ruined Dumbo.
We've ruined Dumbo.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, let's thank some people. Get the fuck out of here. We did another long show with nothing on the paper.
I know.
It's amazing the nonsense, the time we waste. Yeah. All right.
Oh, what plans we...
All right. Plugs. Thank you, Success Martial Arts. Plugs. I got to announce it. Stupid. Just read it.
Boy, Glenn Bennett. Oh, God, if I did that. Really?
I did it myself. I don't need you.
Really?
I'm self-aware. Unlike a drunken elephant. You should. You think the other elephants are going, I'm so fucked up.
Dude, look at your trunk.
My trunk's leaving trails.
Here's the good thing about being an elephant and you're fucked up. Every elephant you're going to do is going to be a fat chick either way. So there's really no ramifications. It's not like you went like elephanting, if you will, because you had your elephant goggles on. They're all fucking big fat elephants. It don't matter. Everybody's slumming it. It's not like, you know, when you're really feeling good, you're going to nail a lion. No, either way, you're fucking banging an elephant. I should have let it go, but I couldn't.
Can you see like the village is destroyed and the cops show up? You sure they were elephants?
Well, they could have been zebras.
Not sure.
You can't.
They're so similar.
Those zebras, those mulattoes. You can't trust them.
Oh no! Okay, no, you know what? Let's read plugs.
What?
Don't. No more.
What?
What? Nothing.
They can't make up their mind. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They're half black. They're half white.
They can't make up their mind.
Their penis is black because they're hung like a horse. Huddle a huddle a hoo. Huddle a huddle a hoo.
I went too far.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you admit that.
Joe's cringing.
Well, that's how it's bad. Oof.
It's funny.
When Joe goes too much. Anyway. All right, plugs. One more time. Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Don't judge them by us.
No.
Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. You know, maybe great for Christmas. Give it to somebody as a gift.
Yeah.
That's good. The gift that keeps on ass kicking.
The gift of violence.
Yeah, that's right.
The gift of violence. After this show, who can blame them? Yeah. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is in session, so make sure you ask them about their after-school programs for the kids. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Also, would like to thank James Thomas Web Design.
James Thomas Web Design.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media,
everyone.
They have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, Joe, can I fucking get through it, please?
Adding to it.
You're not. It's an undercone of yich. Best technical support. James Thomas Web Design is the company for you.
That's right.
I want to go to one of Joe's fucking gigs and just fucking mumble loud enough after every fucking
gig. Don't worry, I have fucking relatives that do that.
Can't blame them. All right. Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them that Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Also, Side-Splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mystery, Santa Claus. Anything you need, Side-Splitting Productions is the company for you. Check us out at sidesplittingproductions.com or call us up on 551-404-3094. Pip.
Okay, well, you can hear us normally on Tuesdays on Levy Land, Clutch and Wiggle, and normally on Wicked, but we're not on there tonight, sorry.
And Cyanet.
And Cyanet. Oh, yeah. You know, I have to update this because Cyanet is new.
CyanetRadio.com.
Oh. Yes. And our downloads of our shows are available all over the place.
Stitcher. Whether you want it or not.
Yeah. You can go and look all over the place to find them because there's a lot of places. Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, Wicked, More Like Radio, Cyan, TuneIn Radio, and on the Android app. Everywhere.
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 We're all over the goddamn
place.
Everywhere
you don't want to be.
Everywhere.
All right, Joe.
Okay, the Mick Thomas Show is now the Mick and Tommy Show. Check out my pals Tommy Donceit and Mick Thomas, and you can find them on worldpress.com. Check those guys out. You can also go on their Facebook pages and check them out there. Hate Speech Radio is on Levy Land Channel. You can check those guys out. Also, the Hooter and Greenway Show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Rawr. Join them every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. The Carrie Edelman Show shows interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to listen live or check out past shows. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney from The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on Hot RainManAndGuyBlow.com. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at RainManAndGuyBlow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast at RainManAndGuyBlow.com. Also, Watson and Watson. Davin, bring that home on Watson and Watson, where we could find those.
We can find Watson and Watson tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern on LevyLand.com, on StickCam on LevyLand. You can also go to their website, WatsonandWatson.com. Listen as a mother and son battle it out. And now, listen, I know Johnny's a real mother, too. Check them out. They're a great show. Chip Ambrosio, another comedian, is the third mic on that show. Lots of good stuff. They have comics call in. Watson and Watson on LevyLand.
Nice.
Anything for Mr. Helix this week?
Yes, actually, Mr. Helix's band, Johnny and the Alimonies, are going to be playing at the Pie Man Cottage on Saturday, November 24th, and that's on Route 303 North in Valley Cottage, so it starts at 8 o'clock. You should be there and help wish Mr. Helix a happy birthday.
Yeah, we'll make a day of it. Happy birthday, Helix. Joe, what do you got?
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club tomorrow night, sans family members.
Yay!
We're doing our big Thanksgiving Eve show.
Means free.
Got Mick Thomas. Mick Thomas will be there. Chris Roach will be there. Some of the other guys will be there. We'll have a great time. Also, I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club for a full show in Belmore this Friday and Saturday. 8 o'clock show on Friday, 7:30 and 10:30 on Saturday. You can go to 516-781-LAUGH or 5233 to get tickets. So come on out to those shows. It's going to be a good time. I'll be there with Melvin George the Third.
Joe, I'll treat you like you're a family member.
Mm. I'll buy you drinks. I'll buy you food. I'll comp you, and then you'll treat
you guys
like shit.
Yell faggot in the parking lot of a good time.
We'll call it a night. Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the biggest night of the year for partying. I will be at TGI Fridays in Bayonne, New Jersey, doing game night. You should come out to that. I think the wife's going
to
come to that.
You know what? I would love to do that, but I forgot we had tickets for something.
Whatever.
Sorry.
10 p.m. in Bayonne, New Jersey. Come on out. Win prizes at the TGI Fridays. I'll be hosting game night, trivia, fucking bingo, whatever you want. I'll give you shit. I don't care.
Go. Win stuff.
It's not my stuff. Guys, let's get the fuck out of here, shall we? This has been a pleasure.
Yes.
But I'd like to wish everybody who's been hanging out with us a happy Thanksgiving. I hope your Thanksgiving is better.
Same here.
Than a bar mitzvah.
Yes.
I hope the Jets win.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are back with us next week live. I'm thankful for you guys listening. I'm thankful for Pip and Joe. I'll be thankful for you too, sir. I'll be thankful if my wife lets me go to the Atlantis. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on laughing, listening, having a good time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, folks.